halftime on the Don and Mike Show.
Bill Daly,
who's on I Dream a Genie and the New Heart Show. You ever get it on with any famous Hollywood starlets?
Rock Hudson was one.
I mean, you told him our great Rock Hudson joke.
Sure.
Okay. You're into it.
You want to say, I bet he won't get it?
No, he'll get it.
Here's the joke. Rock Hudson didn't have many friends, but he had neighbors up the ass.
Of course he got it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The son of a beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. JFK, Washington, D.C., broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3633.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call.
This program is paid for by the Ernest Angley Outreach Partners.
You can get it.
Nice.
Good. Move to your left.
Oh, really?
Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find.
This is Sam Hill.
The Don and Mike Show.
What?
On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Robbie, I know that you were at the Redskins game yesterday.
Indeed, I was.
You did the on-field announcements. You brought out the opening lineup.
Indeed, I did.
Yet you were not introduced by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, known to some as Phil Hochberg.
You know, it's amazing because I actually had a chance to speak to Phil yesterday, and he said something to me when I met that I think I'll always hold in my heart.
What?
He said, my God, you do have a big head.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Totally confused by this opening.
He was
been 4 days off, and we've changed things.
No.
My throat was starting to ache.
No, we haven't changed. I'm just setting up the fact that Rob was at the game yesterday.
Right.
He was introducing the players, and we don't have a fresh tape of Phil Hochberg introducing Rob.
So you're going to do your formal introduction of Phil Hochberg
right now.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right now,
with nails in his hands, nails in his feet. To a cross.
Son of thorns.
You know him as Jesus Christ. I know him as Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
And you know, Phil almost missed the game yesterday.
Really? Why?
Well, he was partying with Robert Downey Jr. at the Merv Griffin Resort in Palm Springs. The time just got away from him.
Maybe he's the one who turned Robert Downey Jr. in.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tryptophan and all the ships at sea. Hey, Phil wore out from their yamtacular. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Right on. Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show coming to you via the auspices of the Westwood One Radio Network. Don't laugh. Just because you can buy a CD for roughly the same price as a share of Westwood One stock.
Yes, still going down for the holidays.
Don't laugh. It's a real network. They bought the equipment. And our phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. It's a new episode for you on Monday, November 27. What can I say, bud?
Welcome to my world.
Yes, welcome to our world. Made it out alive.
Won't you come on in?
Made it out of the Thanksgiving holiday alive.
Merry Christmas.
I was so quick. Longest day of my life. But I'm not full of complaints. I got a few.
You usually have a few.
But not as many.
Leave your cares behind.
As normally.
Well, that's good.
Because it's the new me, Mike.
Welcome to our world.
Now, let me just say this.
say this. The new me is built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
I respect the order now.
And you get it tomorrow.
Because now I remember, because, you know, it's less than a week, so I actually have memory of that.
You get it tomorrow.
Very good.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is it. This is the show.
This is the... This is the post-holiday get-together.
Yes.
Craptacular.
We're here. This is where we, you know what we're really thankful for?
Why?
We're really thankful that we have this job to come back to after spending four non-stop days with our hideous families.
It was interesting. It was very, it's always interesting.
I can't wait.
It's always good to get back. I don't have a lot of stuff to tell you about the Thanksgiving holiday, per se, but I do have a couple of small isolated moments that I want to share with you. And I know Mike's got some news about his road race that he ran and also some stuff that happened to him over the weekend.
Yes, it was an interesting weekend filled with all sorts of interesting goings-on.
Let me just start today, though, by saying our lead story, Al Gore is a pussy and should just quit. Okay, or at least that.
What's the line in the Billy Crystal movie, Mr. Saturday Night? Don't get me started.
Right. Okay, I'm mad about it again.
You're mad again?
I'm mad again. I went through a couple of days. I'm not mad. They had the goddamn recertification. They broke into my football games yesterday.
Yes. You could have caught me for about a minute and a half last night, where I was on your side, where I was saying, okay, concede. And then all I had to do was, look at a couple of the people on the other side, and I changed my mind again.
Too bad. Even if you think it's not fair,
yes,
that's the way it is. Al Gore, you're a gigantic pussy. Quit. Okay? But I'm not going to get mad, and I'm going to ruin today's show.
He's not going to listen to you.
By tainting. And of course he's not going to listen. He's got his head up his ass. He's not going to listen to me. He's not going to listen to me.
Is that your Al Gore?
Yeah, that's my Al Gore.
Did you practice that one over the holidays?
Listen, Mike. I'm sorry. I know you're a bit threatened.
Yes, I am. I am. I always have been.
By the reins of
the show. I hate it when you, when you start debuting these new and, razor-sharp impressions.
I know. Listen, that's your part of the show.
That's my area.
That's your territory.
You know, I go into my defensive crouch.
Let me just say that I've given this absolutely no practice.
You know who it sounds like?
It sounds like Al Gore.
No, it sounds like Buddy Scott.
No, Buddy Scott was a little more like this. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, that was it. Buddy Scott, I'll be honest with you. You got to play eight records an hour. You got to play eight records an hour.
Anyway, I won't bore you with that. I'm sure Buzz will have that during the news, and we'll have our big argument during the news.
Sure.
You like to get that little preemptive strike in there, though, just to get it in there, and then we move on.
I do. Well, if you would like...
Well, no, I don't. The wind is out of my sails. It has been for quite some time. I'm just sitting back, as I have been since the day after the election, just sitting back with my feet up and waiting to see, how this all plays out.
As a matter of fact, I urge all Americans.
I think the Supreme Court's probably going to make the final determination.
I think even after Friday.
Because I don't think it's going to be done on Friday.
I think, the Supreme Court decision won't come until next week.
Right.
But I think even after that, your boy's still not going to quit.
I think that if it doesn't go his way with the Supreme Court, there's a chance that he will quit. I think if it if it goes against the Bush people, then there's a chance that things going to go on even longer.
I urge everybody.
Until all the votes are counted.
I urge everybody to get mad.
Yeah.
I was happy to see people. Now, they weren't rioting over the weekends. They were just having demonstrations.
Right. You mean the busloads of partisans bust into Florida from around the country?
Right, Mike. Right. That's right. That's right, because the Republicans got nothing better to do than to busload people. I saw plenty of idiots on the other side.
Yeah, there are lots of people that are on the other side,
who are doing the same thing, who are honking their horns. I'm all for that. I'm all for that. I want America to get mad just like me. Be mad about this.
Doesn't matter what they're mad about?
No.
Just to be mad.
Yeah. I mean, ideally...
Can I be mad at the Republican demonstrators?
Ideally, though, you and everybody else should be mad for the same reason I'm mad,
right,
that the election was 20 days ago,
right,
and we still don't have a winner because we have two jackasses who both of them refused to give an inch.
Well, historically, there was another election that actually went longer, went into March, and
great.
You know, so this isn't the first time.
I don't care.
And it was also Florida that there was contested.
Oh, well, then listen. Well, first of all, let me say this. That election was not in our lifetime, so as far as I'm concerned,
doesn't count.
It's not relevant.
I forgot about your love of history. That's
and
right.
Second, I think this would be an ideal time to simply get out the chainsaw and just cut Florida loose.
Yes.
Yeah, I might be inclined to agree with you. You know, Florida's thrown disappointments to both sides.
Just turn it off. Just turn it into an island.
Right.
Let us go back to being the proud 49 states.
Do you accept the election results before, or do you cut Florida off and then just say forget about it?
You know what I'd say? I would say take Florida out of the equation.
Very good. I'm with you.
Fair enough.
And I don't care, because you think that would make your man. Well, I don't give a rat's ass. I'm just,
right.
I'm so tired. And I swear to God, I don't own a gun. I don't own a gun. I'm not for guns. But I want to tell you something. If I see Chris Matthews and his big gigantic head on TV one more time, I'm buying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And first I'm shooting the TV.
Don't you think that Meet the Press guy, what's his name?
The doughy Tim Russert.
Tim Russert's head is larger than Chris Matthews.
He's on my list, too.
I think I think Tim Russert has the largest head in all this.
As a matter of fact, I just line them all up. All those dicks. Sam Donaldson, Tim Russert.
Judy Woodruff, please include her.
Yes, Judy Woodruff.
Thank you.
Who's that?
Judy Woodruff, who does not belong on television.
And just for me, can you kill Tony Snow?
Tony Snow? Who's Tony Snow?
The guy on Channel 5 in the morning. I don't know. Big square head. I hate him. But I think if you're killing, please kill him.
If I was just lining him up, I'd have to put Flip Spiceland on there.
Oh, that's so cruel. He doesn't have anything to do with any of this. He's simply the weatherman.
I don't care. You just line up the five or six most obnoxious people. Just give me one gun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get one from Liddy with a really big bullet that can go through all six heads at once.
And be done with it.
And be done with it.
So you're calling for a national day of anger.
Yes. Yes, I am, Buzz. Thank you. Once again, you have condensed my thoughts. Exactly. A national day of anger. Let's start it today here.
So
on my show.
Correct in assuming you'd like to see the protests get even more violent.
Yes, I think it is time for America to become what I think we all know is bubbling underneath.
Yes.
A dictatorship.
A third world country.
A third world country.
with martial law.
Yeah.
I think we should bring out the National Guard. I'm calling on my fellow citizens to pretend that your local sports team has won the world championship.
Uh-oh. That kind of behavior. Now you're really going over the top.
Yeah, because listen, frankly, it's been 2 weeks. It's been 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, what's the winner?
What's the rush?
What's the rush? It's pissing me off.
Why?
Because this is America. You know you're going to bait me into it. I'm not asking you
why you're so angry.
I have documented why
I know why you're angry. I have my own theory as to why you're angry. And it speaks to your inherent competitive nature. You want it done. You want it in the books. You want it official.
And I don't care, really, for the record,
right,
since our bet is already
I know
over.
You don't care who wins, but for the purposes of the guy that you bet on,
but no, listen,
you'd like to see him win.
If it was, really, I swear to God, no, if it was Bush right now that was in the position Gore's in,
right,
I'd be saying to Bush.
Well, and you did that a little bit, so that's fair.
You're a giant pussy. I think they're both douches. They really are. They're both gigantic douches. They give me douche chills. They do. And neither one of them has got the balls to come on TV themselves,
right,
and say what they're going to do. You know, nice move, Gore. Send out Lieberman. That's great. Send out Mr. Burns from The Simpsons to do your speaking. And meanwhile, who does Bush have? He's got the dude with a heart attack coming out of the hospital who's doing all his talking for him.
Yeah, it seems a little soon after a heart attack to be saddling him with all that responsibility. But you don't want the main guy doing it.
I just want it resolved.
Yeah.
That's all.
I have news for you. You're going to have to be patient. You're going to. There's nothing you can do. I know you can't.
I don't have to be patient.
There's nothing you can do to change this. Nothing you can do or say will change.
Mike, we have a forum here. We have a national radio show.
I know, and you could talk all day long.
America.
It won't change the way America is going to go.
Join me in the anger party. Get mad.
So this is you're forming a fourth party like we had the Green Party with Ralph Nader.
Yes, the anger party.
I went by one of those Nader cars. Have you seen any of those out on the highways and byways?
Uh-uh.
With all the Green Party stickers on it, you know, and I had the. I had the family truckster. Mm-hmm. You know, really just wanted to run him off the road.
Well, anyway.
I really did.
You know, it all
would have been over if it hadn't been for that guy.
Yeah. It annoys me. I'm going to go buy it now. Our lead story today, actually, is not the fact that these two douchebags are still battling it out. Our lead story today is that it is Lisa's birthday today.
Wow.
Really? Yes, I've just been informed of this.
I wasn't informed in advance. Oh. I would have gotten, I can still get her a gift.
We, of course you can open your wallet for her.
Of course I can.
We do not have a regularly scheduled male stripper for Lisa today, so I'm going to ask you, the greatest listening audience in the world,
an amateur hour.
If there is, perhaps, a non-professional, a guy out there who's buff, who thinks he looks good, who wouldn't mind taking it all off for Lisa.
Ah, very good.
And I mean, really, you know, slap her in the face with your wet thing. Come on down and give this girl a real show today.
How old is Lisa today? 24 years young.
24. She's 24
She's
today.
She's a child.
So we need at least one guy to come down. But please, no slobs,
right.
You know, no pigs like us. Got to be Adonis types.
Absolutely.
To come on down and put on the story, the show for Lisa today, because that's our lead story.
And maybe tell her a story.
It is Lisa's birthday today. You know, I feel bad that we don't have anything for her.
Yeah. It's her birthday.
But she's one of those people who, you know, she's not yet ingratiated into our system that what you do is you start dropping hints.
Yeah, we all have to do that.
You know, a couple of weeks before your birthday, even though it sounds self-serving.
You and I think, are the absolute masters of that. And you usually only do it probably once.
Because
it's usually the week before the birthday.
You just say, hey, incidentally, next week
when I'm celebrating my birthday. Mm-hmm. And it's
right,
done.
Right, and then everybody goes, oh my God, you hit it. The birthday is next week. We better plan something for that.
Run!
Right, so That's the priority today.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
To get Lisa some guys down here. To get her some meat for her birthday.
Excellent.
Now, about Thanksgiving. I only had one major fight with my wife on Thanksgiving.
It's not bad. That's better than the average, right? Wouldn't it be a two on the weekend, usually?
We only had one big fight.
A long weekend.
And it was a fight that lasted, I don't know, maybe a couple of hours on Thanksgiving
Hello.
Morning. Hi, sweetie.
Well, hi, boo-boo. You're calling me in a bad cell.
All right, well, then call back if you'd like to rebut anything I'm going to say.
She's already gone.
Okay, so here's the deal. All right, I tried to give her an open forum.
You did.
Unfortunately, she's in a bad cell.
The two rebutes? Rebut what?
Rebut
the two youths.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths. So we get up on Thursday morning, and listen, the girl's out of her mind because everybody's coming over,
right.
And you know, she feels this incredible pressure to host the perfect Thanksgiving for her family.
Good for her.
And the first problem we had led to the second problem. The first problem was that I had tried to be helpful in my own way on Thanksgiving morning, but once again, I got it under control. Here's what you do. Just go get ice, fill the ice chest up, get the bar set up, don't eat any food before everybody gets here. And you're on your own.
Simple directions.
Right. And I did all of that. It's 12:30 on Sunday. I plop down. People aren't coming over till 2. I turn on the old football game. I'm getting sent to watch whatever dumb game it was. Detroit, New England. And she comes in. She says, oh, listen. We need rolls. We need rolls.
You can't have a Thanksgiving without rolls.
I said, well, why do we need rolls? She said, well, Judy was bringing the rolls, and Judy forgot the rolls, so Judy called, and we are going to go get the rolls. Now, you know, I pouted a little bit about this, but nonetheless, you know, got the boy. Boy and I went over to the Quickie Mart. The Quickie Mart didn't have the rolls. Went over to the grocery store. Grocery store didn't have the rolls.
Wow.
Go to another grocery store. Finally, they had the rolls.
It's a specific type of roll we're looking for.
It was whatever it is. The rolls that you have with dinner.
Right, okay. Dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls, okay. So we get to the third place, and, of course, I'm letting Bart drive, since he's going to be getting his license, like, in a couple of months now.
Right.
So we're driving a little slower than perhaps I would have driven. Mm-hmm. And as we go from location to location, I'm looking at my watch, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm missing the football game. So we get to the third place. We get the dumb rolls. We get in the car. We come back home. And I notice that parked out front of my sister-in-law's house is her boyfriend's car. So the first thing I say when I walk in is...
I know exactly where you're going, and I agree with you already.
I walk in and I say, hi, here's the rolls. Hey, how come Pat couldn't go get the rolls? Pat said, that's my sister-in-law's boyfriend. I said, Pat's at home. How come we're doing it?
Hey, he counts.
Yes. She said, Pat's cooking. And I said, oh, well, why couldn't Judy just pick them up on the way home? She said, was it really that much of a problem for you? I said, no, I'm just wondering why, when I've been sitting around all day waiting to do something, when I finally don't want to do something, I got to do it. Why couldn't Judy pick the rolls up herself? And then my wife says, and she's always got the trump card, she says, well, because Judy today is working an extra shift at the hospital, she's doing a little something called... saving lives.
How do you argue with that one?
Right, because my sister-in-law...
She was working at the hospital?
Yeah, she never even showed up for Thanksgiving. Oh. She was at the hospital all day long.
Well, she was probably helping other people out. That
so
was
we,
nice.
So we got the rolls, and, you know, I slunk back into the room with the television, and then at one point I decided, you know what, why am I holding myself up in this little room when I can actually be out in the living room watching the game and waiting for people to come over?
Right.
So I come in the living room, and I turn the game on, and right away Frida says, why do you have to do that? And I said, why have to do what, darling? And she said, why do you have to turn the TV on? I said, because it's Thanksgiving. There's football on. This is what people do. She said, I don't want the television on this year during Thanksgiving.
Ooh. Now, at that point, did you think maybe she said that to you? She was kind of working you a little bit?
No.
She legitimately didn't want it on.
We got past the rolls thing. I said to her, listen, I've been buried you for almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years this year. I said, every year we've been at your family's for Thanksgiving, here's what happens. People get their plates. They go over on the couch. They get out the TV trays. They eat with the plates on their knees. And they watch the football games. She says, they watch the football game because you always have the football game on. Now, I can't tell you how pissed I got at this. I said, listen, you're incredible. You're a communist. I said, you can't have Thanksgiving
right
without having the game on. I said, I don't think the women are going to be caught up in the game.
What time was this that this was all going on?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, right at the first, when the first game starts.
When the first game was starting, and people were going to be coming over at 2.
Right.
So I said to her, they run this way on purpose on Thanksgiving so that there's games on all day long. So while people are eating all day, they can watch the game.
Sure.
She says, not in my house, not this year.
Wow.
And I mean, and at that point, I really got pissed. And I said, listen, this is my house too, and I'm telling you that the guys will not have a good time if there is not a football game on. I promise I won't turn it on at my normal I'm deaf level, you know, so that it reverberates through the house. I said, I'll keep the volume down, but I guarantee you that people want to have the football game on. And we went round and round and round, and she said, let's just see what happens. Well, doorbell rings. First guy through the door, it's our friends Andy and Howie, okay? Andy's the girl, Howie's the guy. Howie comes through. God bless him. I almost kissed the son of a bitch. Because he walked in the door. The first thing he did, he walks over and he says, hey, what's the score? And I said, Howie, I love you. I really love you. And I turned to Frida and I said, would you repeat that for Frida, please? And he you know, he doesn't know what's going on. He goes,
what's the score? How did he go? What's the score?
I said, see?
That's it.
See?
Football.
She said, but he wouldn't have said that if you hadn't had the game on. And he said,
I was watching it before we came over here.
And then I watched as every couple came through the door. You know, it's just the way men and women are made up, that the women would immediately go, oh, the house is beautiful. Oh, the food looks so great. And the guys would immediately, first thing, they get a drink. Then they go, hey, what's the score?
Right, and they go down in front of the TV.
Has Detroit scored yet? You know, is Bledsoe playing today for New England? So at one point, It was very Norman Rockwell-ish, because you have an assortment of old people, young people, little kids, everybody nestled in their own groups. But at one point, I went to Frida and I said, "Now look it, isn't this really perfect?" And she said, "Well, yeah, it's perfect because you and all the guys are in front of the TV." I said, no, look, your mom is sitting down there and Beth is sitting down there. I said, "But they're not watching the game." I said, "No, they're not watching the game, but it's the glow of the television."
Like a warm Yule log.
That's bringing everybody together. And then she finally ended up giving the point of, I can't explain to you what an in-depth, in-your-face argument this was.
She was trying to take the TV away from you on Thanksgiving.
With she and I, but she ended up giving in, and the compromise was that I would keep the sound turned down.
Right.
And I want to tell you, for the first time ever, and I didn't greet people at the door and tell them what time I expected them to leave, and I didn't put up any signs or anything this year, but I'm telling you, people arrived at 2 on the dot.
Wow.
We ate at 2:30 on the dot. By 6 o'clock, of the 29 people, 21 of them were gone at 6 o'clock. It was a beautiful thing.
That's great.
And the people that stayed,
right,
like 8 people that stayed, we broke off into splinter groups. The girls went down the street to look at my brother-in-law's new dog.
Right.
And the guys stayed with me. And we watched football, and we had a nice Cuban cigar, and the kids were outside playing.
Right.
And I mean, it was 8:45, and not a soul.
All done.
Beautiful.
All gone.
I like that, too.
Everybody gone. Beautiful. I want to say to my wife's entire family, hell, they're my family, great effort.
Good job.
I love it. Beautifully done.
And it was you
with the warm glow of the television.
Yes. Then it was just me.
All by yourself.
Yeah, it was just me.
Perfect.
Sitting in front of the TV. No. At that point, when everybody was gone, that's when that stupid fag show Will and Grace came on. And, Frida said, "Come watch the show with me." And like I always do, I sit down, I watch it for 5 minutes, and I go, "I don't get it.
Chick show."
And she goes, "This is the funniest show on television.
Women love that show."
Please watch this show with me.
I've never seen the humor in it, but that's just me.
I didn't get it. But that was a beautiful Thanksgiving. I have absolutely no complaints at all. My wife, as you know, last week was busting my balls about sex. I'm here to tell you that Friday, I believe it was, might have been Thursday, I'm not sure of the day, whatever day it was,
gave it to her twice.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Twice. I'm proud of that. I'm broadcasting that on national radio.
You should be proud of that.
Gave it to her twice. Twice within like 15 minutes.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Where she said to me,
"You could do films."
She said, don't do it again.
You could do an Andrew Blake film.
She said, "Don't do it again." And I said, "I'm ready. I want to do it again."
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it again.
Was this after the second time or after the first time?
After the first time.
I was going to say, were you ready a third time?
Oh, no. No. After the second time, I'm done. But she said to me, and keep in mind, all of this conversation is happening while we're still having coitus. I mean, we're talking while we're having intercourse. And she says, "You're doing this just for me." And I said, "Is this a bad thing that I'm doing this for you?" She said, "Well, I don't want you to be uncomfortable." I said, "If I'm uncomfortable, I'm going to throw you off me." You know, she's on top of me like she always is. I said, "But listen, be happy. Here I am, twice. I'm your man.
Right.
Let's do this. let's play this out."
Well, that's after Thanksgiving then, so that's good.
I think so.
Well, it was right with the world.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was Friday. It might have been Thursday. It might have been Thursday night.
After everybody left?
You know what? I take it back.
I was going to say, if you were filled with tryptophan and still able to do that.
It was Friday.
Ah.
But overall, it was a very, very wonderful weekend. And she didn't make me...
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
She didn't make me go to any of the dopey shopping malls with her. And she didn't make me go to the dumb Ben Affleck movie that she went to.
Good.
It was really actually a very... don't you agree? Maybe one of our best Thanksgivings ever.
Yeah, I thought it was very nice, Sugar Bear.
Except for
I know I just have this fantasy about sometime having a Thanksgiving dinner not watching TV, but, you know, it's just a fantasy and it should be ignored.
Honey, I said it's not because it's TV, it's because it's football. And it's because guys... Who is that, Andy Rooney in the hall?
Who is it?
It looks like him.
There's some, like, 100-year-old guy with gigantic eyebrows out in the hallway.
Who is that? He's
very...
Hey, old man.
Old man.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of old men, and, you know, as lustful as you guys are for Lisa, it just dawned on me when you said her age that, my darling, you were married when she was born. That's sad.
That was not. We've only been married 20 years.
No, the first time you were married when
was
born.
I was not, because I was only married to Dawn for like 6 months.
No, how old were you when you got married? 18?
I was 18.
Huh?
Yes, I was 18.
Yes, you're 18 years older than Lisa.
How old am I now?
I don't know.
I'm 42.
42. You're 42, I thought you were 41.
I'm 42.
Oh, Jesus, I'm 41.
Okay, so what?
So I think you should rethink making all, you know, kind of fatherly comments to her. I mean, your comments should be more fatherly, because you could be her dad.
Honey, the other day when she came in the room when I was pissed off at Jim, I said, don't give in, daddy's mad.
I heard you say that, but you didn't say that in a daddy way.
It's not a good time to come in.
More like Sheriff Head.
Yeah.
Daddy's mad.
Daddy's mad.
Daddy's mad. Go on, shoe fly.
Well, you did a beautiful job this weekend, and we have no horror stories to tell at all from our Thanksgiving weekend.
No, it's a nice time.
Absolutely not. Beautiful.
All right, my sweetie.
You like getting that special treat twice, don't you?
I do. I'm quite impressed with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, but now we could, you know, I mean, still.
Thank you.
If I was going to critique the frequency.
What do you mean, critique the frequency?
I mean, it's been, you know, it hasn't been as active around our house lately.
Wait. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Where was the guy?
When did you get it twice? You got it twice on Friday. What is today, Monday?
Yeah, but you haven't.
So what, we went 2 days without having sex?
No.
Yes?
No, it hasn't. You know, it's been weeks. I mean, not weeks in a row.
Listen to her. You know, once again, I'd like to point out, you know, today, when we go to work out today, you know, I don't even tell you the crap I'm going through medically with my kidney that on Wednesday, the last day before the vacation there, they shot this horse needle in my side. The first they gave me a shot of cortisone.
Ow.
Then they give me a shot of something to numb it up. Then they actually take a needle and they poke a needle that goes all the way from my side into my kidney, into my good kidney, to put a bunch of dye in there. Then they, like, put me in a CAT scan machine.
Oh, my God.
So that they can see the dye going through. I mean, perhaps you can understand why, you know, when I come home and my side is black and blue, and you saw it, I've got all these...
Bear, how could I understand? You just said you haven't told me all that.
Well, I told you. I haven't told everybody on the air.
No, you haven't. You didn't tell me in depth that it was hurting you. I mean, I didn't. I know that you had the shot, but I didn't know you were in that much pain. Then I'm sorry.
I'm freaking uncomfortable.
All right. Well, I didn't know that.
And there I was giving it to you twice on Friday.
I'm sorry. I'm just used to my usual stud. If you weren't feeling good, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
Well, that is the only reason. If there's been a diminished frequency.
All right. Well, then I'm reassured.
Sexuality.
And I'll try and take better care of you. And I have been cooking better and being a good wife that way.
Yes, yes, she has. She's
with all her new stuff.
Yes, the stuff is not worn off yet.
No, and I'm going. No, and I tell you every day, just name what you want, and I'll work on it.
How's that new oven?
It's great. I made a beautiful dinner last night with blue cheese and broccoli and leftover turkey. And it's, you know, I've got a new mixer and I got my new toaster.
I'll say one thing before my wife turns this into Better Homes and Gardens. I'll say one thing about this microwave that's cool,
right?
Is that she made me some kind of casserole the other night. And she said, now when you want to have the rest of it for dinner, here's what you do. You just put it in the microwave, and you push a button that says reheat or something like
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Sensor reheat.
You don't even put a time in.
That's right. Cool. I like that.
You just put it in and press a button.
And then it makes a noise when it's ready?
And the thing goes around on the carousel, and then it goes beep, 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 and you come out, and a little readout says, enjoy your meal.
That's good.
And it's cooked perfectly.
That's a
absolutely
good thing.
Perfectly.
That's wonderful.
That I do love. And listen, I hope that Louise, our homemaker hottie, enjoyed that refrigerator.
because she called on Wednesday, like called Charlie Broyhill, wondering where it was.
Probably wanted to show it off for Thanksgiving, for the holiday.
And I know that it
Happy holidays, Charlie.
It left my house on Wednesday. Did you speak to Louise?
Yes, I did. She did get it. It came about 8:30.
Well, all right. The moving guys told me I'd be there between noon and 4.
Well, that was, you know what? I bet that wasn't his fault. Traffic was horrible that night.
Yeah.
I mean, traffic is just horrible now until after Christmas anyway. But that night, it took everybody hours to get anywhere.
Hey, Charles, did she like it?
She loved it.
She loved it?
Yes.
Yeah. I told you, it's a high-quality refrigerator.
She rubbed her nakedness all over it.
She's got a real collector's item because that was a refrigerator that was actually cleaned out, wiped down by my husband. And that has never happened before.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's embarrassing.
And you wiped it down with your penis, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And my ass and my scrotum and my armpits. No, the thing is,
And now she gets her trash compactor.
It was something. No, she hasn't come down and gotten naked for that yet.
Oh. She has to come down and show us how much she wants it.
It was a thing where... Frida said to me in passing, she said, hey, if you're really going to give this to that lady, you might want to look inside and see what's doing inside.
Yeah.
And I opened up the inside, and there was green fungi mold that was all over the inside of this thing.
What did you use to get it off?
409.
Oh, 409. Fantastic,
you know,
product.
Just sprayed on the 409 and,
You didn't use just vinegar and newspaper?
No, I did just buy it.
That's all you need. You don't need these expensive cleaning.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Really? But, if she calls today, I'd like to know how clean she thought the refrigerator was. And Frida asked me, and frankly, I didn't do my best job on cleaning it. I mean, it had some spots that, you know.
If you had done your best job on cleaning, then I would have been filing for divorce. If you clean for the naked homemaker and not for me, then it would have been big trouble.
All I did was clean out all of the mold that I could see, all of the green stuff that I could
see. That's
good. I mean, but beyond that, I looked at it and I thought, well, you know what? She's getting a used refrigerator. You know what the hell?
When she sounded happy, Charlie just said she was delighted.
Very happy. All right, well, love you, honey.
All right, I love you too, boo-boo.
All right, I'll see you.
Oh, Barty wants to talk to you for a second, Kenny. He just got in the car.
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Dad.
Hey, hold
on. Hey, Bert.
I was wondering, how's my game going?
You lost by 1 point.
Let's just hope Brett Favre gets sacked tonight.
Barty, he didn't start Brett Favre. He started Farratt.
So, no matter what, I lost?
You lost. But Charlie Broyhill tells me that you are still alive for the playoffs. If you win your game next week and somebody else loses, you still make the playoffs.
Is Dorsey Levens playing tonight, or is he still out?
He's out for the year, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right. You can tell how into it I am.
Mike, you've been mathematically eliminated, incidentally.
And rightly so, Don. But I'll tell you, if Antonio Freeman, is he playing tonight?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay. If he has a big game, maybe I could come back and beat EB.
But, Barty, you lost by 1 point.
Okay.
All right. Come on. I'm proud of you. You've done good this year. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Well, he's like me. He takes a little serious.
Devastated.
Takes the fantasy a little seriously.
I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing at you. You know, it's just funny the way you know. You're very magnanimous. You know, you as king of the mountain here. You know.
Well, Mike, I'm 12-1.
I understand.
Wow. I'm 12-1. I won again yesterday.
I know you
did. All right, goodbye, Daddy-O.
Okay, goodbye, honey.
You didn't win the money, did you?
No, I did not win the money.
Okay, just checking.
No, I didn't win the money. I've won it 7 times, though.
I know you have.
I didn't win it yesterday, though.
You finally got a count of the times you've won the money.
Yes.
7 times the total?
7 times out of 13.
Well, congratulations.
But I did win the game.
That's good.
12-1.
Well, now next year it's not a keeper league, right?
No, it's not.
Next year we start from scratch?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And everybody gets, everybody will start at an even footing, I think. Okay. Except for me, because I'll probably have the last draft pick.
No, we voted that we would keep each player for 2 years.
Ooh, that's so good.
That's how that vote went.
Wow, I thought I heard everybody said it was not going to be a keeper league.
No, not that I recall
from
the vote.
Can we vote to
change
that?
No, we already voted on that. That vote was for this season. We can't vote again. But I'm not the commissioner anymore, so...
No, I mean, can we vote for next season?
I don't care.
Did we already vote for next season?
We voted the beginning of this season.
Yeah.
All new rules, again.
Right.
For Keeper League that apply to this season, and I guess the next two.
So 3 years as a Keeper League?
No, it's 2.
Well, then how does it apply
to this year and the next two?
The vote we had this year right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Those rules went into effect for this year and next year.
Here comes the commissioner.
Hi, Jeff.
Here comes our refreshingly new commissioner.
The stuff for keeper started at the end of the year.
Jeff, do we have a keeper league next year?
Look at him run.
Do we have a keeper league next year?
No.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Well, where was all that crap coming from?
There is a movement afoot.
Oh, you are a scumbag.
Charlie!
You are a scummy guy.
What do I do?
He says there's a movement afoot.
Our current commissioner says there is no keeper league next year.
Then why did we vote this year to keep players for two seasons?
No. The vote was to have keepers for two seasons, but year one started last year.
How can you have a retroactive vote?
Because that's exactly what it was.
Okay. That's why people kept the players they had the year before.
Right.
And this season, so it's all over. No keeper league.
It is a clean slate.
It wouldn't be the second year.
It's the second year. It's a two-year keeper league.
Right.
But if it's
and
not,
I declared Peyton for 1 year, so I can declare him again this year.
Well, maybe in Springfield and the Simpsons, that would be so, but not here.
Right. And you don't remember Mike Anderson at all.
Okay, this is the other fight these guys are having.
What are they having now?
That Charlie said that he told Jeff.
Oh, here we go.
He told me that he told Jeff he wanted to start Mike Anderson from the Broncos, who had like 190 yards rushing this week.
He didn't email you the starting lineup?
No.
I walked by and said, Jeff.
Up tatas.
Jeff, I want to start Anderson.
I really need written notification. I mean, I don't want to say a tough life.
You know what? You haven't been doing that all year.
I'm a very busy man.
He's very busy. Sometimes you can't let it slide all the time, yeah. Charlie. I would be a little more detail oriented with that lineup of yours if I was you.
Okay, Dorsey.
How many weeks in a row have you run the same lineup?
How many weeks in a row, Jeff?
Four. This is week quattro.
4 weeks. If Antonio Freeman has a big game, I will have won 4 games in a row with the same lineup.
4 weeks. 4 weeks in a row. Meanwhile, I swear to God, I got to send Jeff 10 emails a week.
Right.
Because I sent him an email that says, I think I want to use the same lineup as last week, but I'll write you and let you know.
Right.
You know.
You're into it.
And then the last minute, thank God I changed Derek Alexander for Oz Hakeem this week.
I don't even...
That was a good move.
I don't... Mike, it was. Won my game.
I don't know.
Won the game.
I'm so odd.
I don't touch the lineups until 11:59, because people make last-minute changes.
I'm delighted, for parity's sake, that we are going to have a non-keeper league. So we all start from scratch. I think that's just as well.
Slate.
Will the draft order, though, be decided on this year's finish?
Okay. I've been thinking a lot about that.
Thinking about that. Of course it'll be decided.
Well, if it's not
if it's a new start.
If it's a clean slate, then we should.
Both of you can, right there.
Then we
bring
should,
it out.
What about fairness?
We should draw numbers to see who picks where next year.
Absolutely. Now, I must protest vigorously. That is not, that you always do a draft based on the finish of the year, the previous
year. Here's what I was
if the rules are the same.
This is the NBA.
The NFL, man.
No, it's not.
Here's the danger. If there's a clean slate next year and you base the draft on the worst or best records, people will begin to purposefully tank games.
Right.
And I don't care.
One left.
And I don't care for that.
There's one left.
Okay, there's one left, so perhaps everyone will be on the up and up.
I want you to know, I have never tanked a game.
Why don't we put this up to a vote to see if we go with it?
Because then we can change our minds again.
I would be happy to put up to a vote either a lottery system or based on record. I think
I want everyone to know that if we do not have a draft in the order of the previous season's finish, I will be taking this to the United States Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, Georgia.
We should have that vote soon. Email that to everybody.
Yeah, I was thinking about having it before the season ended, actually.
Good.
All right. I think you've done a splendid job this year, Mr. Commissioner.
As do I.
It's an incredible improvement over last year.
A beautiful job.
I appreciate that.
That's right. Under this commissioner, you're out of the playoffs. Last year, you were in them.
Yeah, because last year you let him cheat.
Yeah, that's right.
You let him, like, buy players and junk.
No, that was the year before.
I will say this right now. Regardless of how the draft is done, I will go into next year's draft. Hear me and hear me well. I will go into next year's draft.
Rob, make a note on the tape.
I will be more prepared than I have ever been before. I learned my lesson this year that you can't do it half-assed. You got to pay as much attention as Don does and as Cakes, and I know you say you don't, but you pay a lot of attention to it.
I was telling Charlie over the weekend, for someone who doesn't care, he's doing really, really well.
Right, yeah. He's 11-2. I said the same thing,
right.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, with no effort at all.
Guys, and I say this to you, Charlie, and you, Don, you watch out because there's going to be a new sheriff in town.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, hold on. Don't leave. I need to talk to you about something.
Right.
Something I was emailing you about.
Okay.
Okay, something private.
All right.
Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye.
He's sneaky, isn't he?
He is sneaky.
Yeah, there's something underfoot about that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some rumblings about that.
Yeah, of course. That's right. What it's all about.
Meaning he's starting the rumblings.
I like having Jeff in the building on Monday, too.
Hey, Buzz, why don't you join our fantasy league next year?
You think?
Yeah.
Buzz, I think you'd have a blast.
We have to vote for expansion.
Buzz, you'd have a blast.
Okay. Why don't we just kick out Bob and Tom?
I can do at least that well.
They own the building, though.
Well, I don't care if they own the building.
Who else can
Christ,
we kick out?
Did you see their score this week?
No.
-1.
First time this year someone scored negative points.
I'm so glad it wasn't me.
Their score is -1.
That should be me.
All right, think about it, Buzz.
Okay.
You could do better, Buzz.
Okay.
Hey, Buzz would be fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And he can join in, and you learn about football.
That'd be great.
He's not going to do it. not a snowball's chance in hell.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
You like Fremen Glaze?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing deity now?
Hey! Don and Mike, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing deity, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
They can turn a bucket of crap into a bucket of cream. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we tried. Call 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name, a friend?
Daryl.
Where are you from, Daryl?
Sacramento.
Daryl, listening on KHTK. All good prize for you, Daryl. I think you'll find as Christmas gets closer, the prizes get better on this show.
Yeah, we got lots of good stuff from Tammy.
You've won the 26-week rental card, good for a free movie every week for the next 6 months at Blockbuster. Badeo.
I can use that.
We suggest you start with X-Men, now available at Blockbuster. Blockbuster, Badeo, bringing entertainment home. As a matter of fact, every day, from now till Christmas, we're giving away stuff like every day we have one of those Razor scooters.
Ah, those are great, very popular.
That all the kids want. And Friday, we're giving away $1,000. We'll talk about this tomorrow from Hotwire.com.
Good.
The brand new online travel company that makes it simple for you to get a great deal on travel, Hotwire.com. Friday, we'll be doing our final freak show of the year.
Fantastic.
So whatever your freakish talent is, you should know that on Friday, our doors will be open for $1,000 just in time for the holidays. Mike?
Yes.
We are all proud of you.
Yes.
We'll tell you that he did, in fact.
I did it.
He completed his 5K race.
Fantastic. I did it.
And he was not driven away.
Nope.
Via ambulance or helicopter.
No. And I also did not, my lips did not touch alcohol for the entire holiday weekend.
Oh, my God.
I did not have one drink. I didn't have a glass of wine with dinner. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a drop. So I those are the two big successes I had. But we did have a mini disaster on the holiday. You know on Wednesday when we left here how...
Hold on. First, tell me about your race, though.
Well, I'm going to get to that because these are moments of great joy followed by moments of great disaster.
Okay.
So I have to incorporate that because Wednesday night we're driving home, and you know how, like, I was kind of bouncing out of here on Wednesday night, like I'm often wont to do on a holiday.
Right.
Very euphoric, very excited about the... And I was going to go to the hockey game because Charlie Stossel gave me tickets, but I couldn't because I couldn't find my brother-in-law. But it's just as well because I've got this race, the turkey trot, in the morning. And as I drive home and I get my wife on the line, she's like, we have a problem. And I said, what? This is great. I'm all set. Going to do the race tomorrow. We have no water. So the very beginning of my holiday, when I get home and I'm tired, even though we work a short week, it's a pretty intense week as we're doing all that stuff. I get home and I'm really, really ready to start my break, my vacation. And my evening consisted of the night before Thanksgiving, calling a million people and staying on the phone till 10 o'clock at night because, you know, you'd open the faucet. We're on a well and you open the faucet and it just goes... And I go down to the basement where the water pump is, and I see it going click, 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 and something's not. It's got a little light indicator that shows me that the pump's not working. Finally, 10 o'clock at night, I finally get a guy who is, you know, I'm going between different people. This one guy finally says, I hate to give business away, but why don't you call these people? And so I called this company. I'm going to mention their name. I'll mention it a lot of times. Valley Drilling. I call these people, and this guy agrees to come out on Thanksgiving Day. So as far as I'm concerned, once I get a guy to come out, I'm set. So I don't have to think about it. So that's right. The first triumph. Get up in the morning. Get up like at 6:30 in the morning. Go pick my buddy Dan up. We go out to this race. Run in this race. And I'm, you know, I'm nervous because I think I ran in one of these things, but it's when I was walking, not running, because I remember the time that I had. This is one where I'm really going to race the thing. And I got this guy that's been training me who comes out with his wife, and he's going to run it. But he's going to be like my helper in case I die. He's going to be Mr. Teets. Brian Teets is going to be right next to me running in this race. And so we run in this race, and we start going, and I look, and I don't know the route. But I see it's kind of an incline at the very beginning, and then once we go up this little bit of a hill, then it flattens out.
5K is like 3.2 miles.
Yeah,
right?
About 3.1, 3.08, something like that. It's a little over, just a hair over 3 miles. So we see it, but it looks relatively flat, and I'm like, hey, this is going to be okay. Now, the first mile, as they'll tell you, is very, very difficult, and it's cold, and so you're sucking all that thing. And Charlie Broyhill's giving me advice that if you really get, you know, your side starts to hurt, you breathe in through your nose. And I'm like, how the hell am I breaking? You know, I got a deviated septum where I broke my nose playing hockey. I can't breathe in through my nose. If I breathe in through my nose, it sounds like this. So I'm trying to do this when I get about the 2 mile mark, and then I look, and it's this incredible. It looks like an incredible hill. It's not that bad a hill.
I'm sure if you drove it on your car today,
you would not even know that you're on a hill.
Okay.
But we go up this little thing, and that's when I'm just going. You can always tell when you're really working, because I get that sound as I'm exhaling. I'm just going. I'm doing fine, but that's the sound I'm making. So this my friend Brian is saying, are you okay? Are you okay? And then we get to the crest of this hill, and suddenly I look, and it's a downhill portion of the race. And I say, okay. And he says, no. Don't do that. You're expending just as much energy when you run downhill as you are if you're going uphill or flat, so don't do this. Like, see this guy? This guy comes by. He runs, and it's like, you know, the kind of run where you can hear the guy's feet flapping on the pavement. And sure enough, we got back up on another little rise, and that guy was standing, stopped with his hands on his knees. And I came in, and I didn't, you know, I didn't set the world on fire, but I did it in a pace that I thought was pretty good for me. I did it in 2 hours and 15 minutes. No, I did it.
What was your real time?
My real time was actually 34 minutes and 3 seconds.
That was good.
That's pretty good. And the last 100 yards, I sprinted, because you're so full of adrenaline, and you're like, I'm experiencing some fire. I'm running real fast. And I crossed the finish line, and then all of a sudden you realize that I'm running a distance that I'm not used to running, and I've sprinted the last 100 yards and then stopped, and my heart just starts to go. And everybody's saying, hey, way to go, how'd you do? I'm like, I'm fine. And so I'm excited, I feel great. I get back to my car, I drop Dan off, and as soon as I drop Dan off, I get back in the car, I call my wife, and I say, okay, how's it going? Oh, I just did great, I did fantastic. Is the guy there, the well guy there? He's like, and my wife says, yes, he needs to talk to you. And as soon as I hear that, I know. And so the guy gets on the phone, and Dave is this guy's name, and he says, I'm pretty sure that your well has gone dry. This is Thanksgiving Day. I got 25 people coming over, and, you know, a dry well can be rectified only one way. You get the big machine out there, and you drill another hole and get another well. He said, I'll know in a short period of time. But he said, well, I was planning to go to the little golf locker room where I play golf and take a shower. Should I do that? He said, oh, yeah. Definitely. You're not going to be able to shower here.
You don't even have
enough
water to take a shower.
We don't have to flush a toilet to run the water. We have that. You put the spigot on, and there's nothing coming out.
Okay.
There is no water at all in my house. So these moments of like, you know, my total runner's high that they talk about, where I'm sitting there feeling great about myself, is just eradicated with the thought of having to vacate my house And, you know, Thanksgiving is canceled, and we're going to have to leave the house because
we
don't have any water.
Thanksgiving without water, right? Could you go get a bunch of bottled water and stuff?
You know what? We did. And the only thing that takes away, though, is the facilities, you know? I have to, at least on Thanksgiving Day, probably two or three good BMs during the course of, you know, and everybody else. You're going to be having people BMing when they come into your house. You're going to have people BMing all day into the evening.
You give them the no BM rule.
Oh, they will have the no BM rule.
Couldn't you do this, though, on your toilets?
What's that?
Even if your water is, if your well is dry, don't you
fill up a bathtub if you've got enough, or you can go get water.
Don't you have?
I mean, making a BM with bottled water is just extremely extravagant.
But don't you think you have at least one flush?
I know you do it, Rob.
Don't you think you have at least one flush left in each toilet before the water?
Well, yeah, but I used that flush first thing in the morning before I went to my race.
Well, how many toilets do you have in your house?
Well, we've got four toilets in the house.
So then have you made all of your guests
use one of the toilets?
And
your daughters.
Yes.
And your wife.
And everybody had to pee outside.
Right.
You would be able to keep the other toilets strictly for your BMs.
I think that, well, let me get to where we are, because I think you're right where we could have done. But if you're talking about anything long term, like if my well was dry, I was thinking that, you know, we're going to have to leave the house after. We can probably, like, throw Thanksgiving together, but then after that, you know, Thanksgiving, you got dishes and all this. I mean, washing dishes with bottled water is a little difficult task and the whole nine yards. So I go to take my shower. I take a shower. I call the guy back, and Dave said he was going to throw a rock in it to hear how far down. He said, and my well, incidentally, is 750 feet. So that's a little deeper than your average well. Yeah. So
that'd
take
a great
shower.
Place to dispose of a body, Mike.
Yes, it would, Don.
Comes up.
Well, you'd have to really jam it in there, though, because it's only about that big. You know, it's not like the old-fashioned ye old well, like you think it's the kind of well like from Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a smaller little hole. It's the kind of well that, you know, baby Jessica got stuck in.
Oh, well, then you could just chop your victim
into small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and your water would never taste better. So I get done taking my shower. I'm just, you know, the whole runner thing is, I'm thinking of the, you know, not to mention the money it costs to get this equipment out there and do something like this. I called the guy back, and he said, well, we've got some good news. I heard your water at 60 feet, about 60 feet, I estimate. And I'm like, oh, okay, so it's not a dry well. He said, and I think we can fix it. And this guy, on Thanksgiving Day, was at my house from 8:30 in the morning, maybe even a little earlier than that, till 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This guy Dave and his father Steve from Valley Drilling, I'm giving them another plug because I couldn't believe they were there. 700 feet is in 21-foot sections, and what they have to do is they have to go down, they get a truck to come out, they pull each 21-foot section out, unscrew it, lay it on the ground. It takes about, you know, 4 hours to get this thing done. And
they pain in the ass. You know, you ask me.
It's country living, Don.
You turn on the faucet, you get water.
It's country living. I think you might. Are you on a well or are you on public? You don't even know.
I don't know.
You don't even know.
Like, I friggin' know. Turn it on, it's there.
Let me tell you something. I became an expert. I became the biggest expert on wells and water. And it was just, I mean, these guys helped me out. And so at about quarter, the guests are arriving at noon. And I said, once he said, I think it's the pump. I think you got a bad pump. I can replace your pump. We've got the pump in stock, and we're going to get a truck out here, and we're going to try to do it. And, you know, at this point, I'm ready to give the guy a French kiss. I'm going, thank you. At about 12 noon, you know, just in the beginning of this process, the cars start arriving with, hi, how are you? And I'm not having any, you know, because I'm pretty well focused. First of all, I'm not drinking, and second of all, I'm pretty focused on this. Hi, how are you? Yeah, just getting the well. Yeah, see you later. Yeah, go inside. So 2:30, this guy goes down, presses the little button, and the thing goes click, click. Same sound I was getting before. He said, oh, no, hold on. He does a little maneuver with his screwdriver, presses another button, and we have water. And the water comes gushing out, and it was this special moment. And he comes walking through our kitchen. This guy, Dave, from Valley Drilling, walks through my kitchen. I go, here's Dave. Here he is. This is the guy. And everybody's in the kitchen, like 20 people in the kitchen, all going, yay! And he deserved it. I don't care. You know, the one thing, I haven't gotten the bill yet,
just wait.
I don't care. You know, when you, I just wanted to have my nice BM. That became the driving force all day. I didn't care necessarily. You can get bottled water to drink. You can cook all your food with bottled water. You know, you can boil the potatoes and you can do that type of thing. But afterwards, you know, once you've gotten one good flush, That's it. And you know, how you have one bathroom in your house that is yours?
Yeah.
Mine was the upstairs one, and that's the one that I wanted to, you know, do my duke in.
That's the difference between you and me. I wouldn't even have thought of the BM. My first thought would be, hey, we're canceling Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has to be
at a hotel.
Well, no, or at somebody else's house.
Somebody else's house. That's what we were going to do. We're going to go to my sister-in-law's house.
Bring all the crap to somebody else's house.
Right,
let me go camp out in somebody else's house for a day.
Yeah, but I was thinking like a week if, you know, in the event that I didn't have...
I love the hotel life.
I didn't want to do it, not on the holiday.
No.
You know, and I had, you know, my 80-year-old mom there, too, who just seems to, you know, be around when these crises happen, and she's like a type A like I am. Hey, you know, and the suggestions, well, have you called this? Have you? I've got it in control. I don't want to yell at an 80-year-old woman.
Mike, don't take it from me.
Yes.
Take it from Robert Downey Jr. You can't have a good time at a hotel on a holiday weekend.
Sure you can
have
a fantastic time.
You know what I want to know about this guy? And I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I think most people feel bad for him. I'd like to know who the bastard is, though, who ratted him out. Maybe it's his supplier. I don't know whoever it was, but somebody knew.
Somebody knew exactly what he had in that hotel room and actually said he had guns in there, too.
Right.
And yeah, you know, somebody obviously was torpedoing. But, you know, I said to you, who are his keepers, man? He just got out of jail.
Right.
He went back to jail because doesn't he have, like, you know, get somebody with an adjoining room to keep him straightened out?
I don't know, but he got his junk and he goes out there and...
I mean, I'd be a little nervous about Robert Downey Jr. saying, hey, listen, I'm going to a hotel resort. I want a room by myself.
And I don't know about the legalities either of the cops just showing up and coming in and, you know, doesn't he have some right or something?
I wonder if he's on well or town water. I'd be curious about it. Oh, they put chlorine in the water, too, so we couldn't drink it for 3 days. You couldn't drink it or like, cook with it. I guess, you know, I made my oatmeal the next day.
Yeah.
And splashed it on the oatmeal and then realized when I took the first bite that it was like...
You should be like Jaja. Use bottled water. Jaja used to give her dogs water with it. Her dogs would only drink Evian.
Well, I've been using bottled water, and I think it's going to be a little longer than 3 days. A lot of chlorine in the water. But I like that chloriney smell that comes out of the toilet. I really do.
It's clean. What about him, Buzz?
And decent.
The guy who turned him in said that he had a gun. I don't know that they actually found a gun in there.
No, they didn't find a gun.
Yeah, they didn't find a gun.
Well, if police have reason to believe there's a gun in there, I think they can get a warrant and go in.
Ah, I gotcha.
So that must have been it.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, and if you're going to go get high, who goes to a Merv Griffin resort to get high?
Hey, Merv has the best rooms for getting high.
Ooh, Merv. Hi, you'll love my resorts, especially for getting high. Is this the guy who turned in, Robert Downey? Hello?
No, I didn't turn him in.
Oh.
You said a second ago you'd like to know who the bastard they're turning in was?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was a family member who loves him that doesn't want to see him end up dead, douchebag. Yeah, maybe.
Hey, listen, what hostility.
Listen, let me tell you something, douchebag. Anybody who turns anybody in is wrong. If the guy wants to F up his life, let him F up his life, douchebag.
If loving family members can help him out.
Listen, I would bet you right now, whatever you want, it wasn't a loving family member.
No.
Well,
It wasn't.
Maybe if when he started using that crap, if somebody had turned him in or got him some help, he wouldn't be in the position he is right now.
But listen, it's not his family's fault. It's his fault.
But family is help. You know, if you see one of your family members burning out, you got to...
I guarantee it wasn't his mommy or daddy that called the police, or his brother or his sister.
His daddy. I read a story about Robert Downey Jr. where his daddy apparently I think it was in Greenwich Village when he was 8 years old. That's when they first... His father gave him drugs.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to just say this about the Downeys. It's a shame because they make a truly beautiful fabric softener. That their name is painted. Do we have to break?
No, you have to take
it. I don't understand, man.
No.
How do you make that kind of goddamn money?
What?
You know, and be so miserable that you have to use drugs. I mean, go get high on something else, man. I mean,
yeah, right, man.
Christ.
Get high on life.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Christ.
Joining us now,
the lovely and talented Emmy Award-winning Patricia Heaton.
Now listen to this. Listen to the schedule that we have
for this babe.
This is what they sent us from CBS.
Why?
I thought we'd have to break now so that we could take her. Let me see. Patricia Heaton today, she's doing something like 18 or 19 interviews in a row.
Hmm.
And each radio station has 8 minutes.
8 minutes? Are we on the clock yet?
Technically our time doesn't start until 4:20.
Oh.
It's 4:18. It says we have her from 4:20 to 4:28. Boy, does that suck on ice.
Yeah, we like to linger.
Linger longer.
Well, let's say, are you there, Patricia?
Yes, are you talking about me?
No. About your schedule, honey.
Well, you're doing like 18 interviews, huh?
Yeah, does it make you feel special?
We feel so exclusive. We feel used. First question I have, did you turn Robert Downey Jr. in?
Did I? Oh, that poor guy, huh?
Right, now listen.
That's what you get for working on Ally McBeal.
That's right.
Competition.
That's right. Now, of course, Patricia's here to promote her show, Everybody Loves Raymond. You already know that we love the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Congratulations on your Emmy Award.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, not you, but everybody who listens knows that we love the show. And you are, listen, I'll say it again, you are simply the hottest TV mom ever.
Round of applause for the hottest TV mom.
I'm sure you don't remember this because you meet so many fat disc jockeys in running suits, but when I met you, I told you the biggest turn-on is when you cream your hands. When you cream your hands on that show, forget about it.
Well, I have to say, you know, when I won the Emmy Award, it was for people everywhere who've had C-sections. That's what I was really holding that up.
Oh, my wife will appreciate that. That's terrific.
Well, listen, Patricia, we know that you want to promote your show, and we want you to do that, but being as we only have you now for maybe 6 minutes, we're going to ask you to take our celebrity sex quiz. How would you feel about that?
You know, I just want you to know my sister is a nun, so.
Okay.
Well, you know, the nice thing about the sex quiz, if there's a particular element of the sex quiz you're uncomfortable with, you can simply decline to answer.
Oh, all right.
However, if you decline, we normally think the answer means yes.
Yes, we credit it as a yes.
Now, let's take this test. We've had lots of TV people take the test, athletes.
Like we don't know enough about the president's sex life, right?
Well, this was the libertarian candidate, so it really didn't count.
He was thrilled for the exposure.
The last person who took it was the wrestler Diamond Dallas Page last week. So here we go. Here's the sex quiz for Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond. There are 14 questions.
Raymond music under the sex quiz?
That's our transition music. We stole it from you, and we use it whenever we're going to change the subject.
Oh.
Like if we went from talking about the election to talking about a family tragedy. Hey, it's time to change the subject.
Hey, enough about that Robert Downey Jr. Joining us now is Raymond's wife. Okay, here you go, Patricia. Have you ever been in a three-way?
Have I ever been on the freeway?
No, have you ever been in a...
I have been on the freeway.
Next question,
is that mean you're refusing to answer?
If a three-way means, does my kid come into bed with us sometimes? Yes, I've been in a three-way.
Okay, so I guess that's a no.
Okay.
That's a no.
Very good.
Right. Okay, Patricia, have you ever had sex while menstruating?
Are you guys out of your mind?
It's a standard form we ask the presidential candidate.
And
this.
We've taken the test ourselves.
Everybody in this room has taken the quiz.
No, man.
No,
I told you my sister's a nun, right?
All right, so the answer is no.
No.
I don't believe that.
All right. Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
No.
No, okay.
All right, that's it. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
No.
No. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
No.
She might be one of the true glowing Girl Scouts that has taken this test.
Or a big liar. Patricia, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
What?
You know, have you ever,
I guess the technical word would be masturbated.
In front of others.
Hello?
She's going to hang up soon.
Hello?
No.
Great, very good.
No. They're not all this bad. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
No.
And I like the tone that's being in. No.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
No. Now listen, here's an important one. For me, morally. Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, here's a hint. Have you had sex in the no-no?
Like the bad spot?
I'm still not sure what you're asking me.
Have you ever had sex where your poops come out?
Honestly, who listens to this?
Oh, don't.
Honey, please. Oh, now, we're just trying to do our show.
Don't be mad at us, please.
We're doing this. This is the standard quiz.
Terrible.
Greg Brady took this quiz.
She hates us now.
Now, listen, can we just talk for a second?
We love you.
There's so much pollution out there, and there are mothers driving with their kids in their cars.
We urge them to turn the radio down.
We don't allow children on this show, and we say this is, you know, for adults only.
We all have children on the show.
Why would you want to lower the tone of the airwaves with this?
I'm
serious. I mean, as long as you're going to spring this on...
Ooh. Hold on, honey, you can't say the S.
Oh, no.
That's it, and... tell Miss Seaton it was wonderful having her on the show. but we can no longer speak to her since she said the S word twice.
Miss Seaton? I'm sorry we had to take your voice off the air because we've run out of delay. It was an awful pleasure having you on the show, and we hope you can come back.
Who would have thought that?
No, ma'am, really. It's really not as bad as you're letting on. Really not.
Ask her if she knows Kevin and Leah.
You know Kevin James?
Jesus. Who would have thought this would go this badly? Wow. God damn, this is a car wreck.
Didn't expect it.
I didn't either. Very surprised.
I'm just going to put no on the rest of the answer.
I think it might be a good move. Well, if you're going to ask me this bull ass, I don't see why I can't say bull ass if you're going to ask me questions like that.
Jesus.
Uptight.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Wow. I guess we're going to get quite a recap from Rob.
Thank you.
Christ.
And she's gone.
All right, Rob, let's get the recap.
You know, now, who would have thought this? We met this lady on one of these CBS junkets, and she seemed very nice.
So nice when we met her.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've not heard the end of this, you know.
Oh, really? Is that what she said?
Yes, apparently she's going to take 8 minutes and call Les Moonves.
Oh, really? Is that what she said?
She didn't say she was going to take 8 minutes to do it, but she did say she was going to call Les Moonves.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're going to be sorry this ever happened.
What's that?
We're going to be sorry this ever happened, and she does not accept our apologies.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Uptight, baby.
You heard that name. I heard the other one from someone else.
Oh, really?
Oh, you heard...
Yes, I did.
The big guy?
Well, that's fine. You know, they can all kiss our asses. Please.
Oh, come on.
It's a harmless friggin' quiz.
Absolutely. How many people... You know, we ought to get a running total of how many people have taken that quiz.
Jesus Christ.
Without a problem.
So what, you're going to call Carmi up?
I believe
really?
So. That's the impression I got from Charlie.
You know, I've actually grown accustomed to the sex quiz as the standard of our celebrity interviews.
Hey, listen, who wants to hear us ask her boring-ass questions like, you're so great on that show, tell us about tonight's episode. What's Deborah and Ray going to be up to tonight?
We got
to
call Leah.
And if you want to get
call Leah and get some help here.
That's a good idea.
If you want to gauge how upset she was, you know, when you took her off the air and it took a good 15, 20 seconds for me to pick up the phone,
right.
She was still in the middle of a run-on sentence talking about how ashamed you guys should be. She had not even realized we'd taken her off the air. Yeah, you should be ashamed.
And ashamed for asking her if she had sex in the no-no?
And you haven't heard the end of this.
Oh, my God. Is this the first person that's reacted this way?
Yeah. This is the first train. Hey, Robbie, I need the train wreck sound effect.
We need the train wreck.
This is a first.
Absolutely.
I got news for you, Patricia Heaton. This will not be the last you hear about this for us.
Sound a little bit like Seinfeld.
Hello. This will not be the last you hear about this from us.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
It's amazing. I'm very surprised. Because we had her on out in Los Angeles. We had a wonderful chat.
Uptight.
Very uptight.
Jesus. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a new TV show for you.
What?
Everybody loves whiners.
Listen, I don't know.
Why are people so uptight like that?
I don't know. And thank God we didn't get to the bonus question, which was, have you ever had sex with your Emmy Award? That was the bonus one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hola, amigos.
Hey, hi.
How's it going? Listen, that old gal's a prude.
Well, you know, I don't even... I think we've given the sex quiz to prudes that have been okay with it. I think it went very... You know, doing 150 of these interviews, being, you know, in some kind of box where the audio was terrible, I really think it was lost. If we were sitting here in the same room, You know, I mean, how many people, seriously, have we given that sex quiz to?
Really, maybe 100 of celebrities, 100 celebrities.
Did I make it indelibly clear to her that if she was uncomfortable with a question,
right,
she could say, I refuse to hand
it
off out?
Uptight. She's just uptight.
Yeah, and then they'll start lecturing us. You
please,
know.
Hello,
sir,
Don.
We can't all be TV stars.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yes, I think I'm going to be calling Les Moonves. What is
that?
As a matter of fact, that'd be a good bet. We should call Les Moonves on the air.
I think it's a wonderful
idea. That we're really mad that Patricia Heaton came on and rained on our parade.
Yes, absolutely.
Here we are giving her valuable time during the sweeps.
See if he wants to take the quiz.
Hello? Hello, what?
Hello?
Yes, come on, what?
Don and Mike. Hello?
That's an awful cell phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus.
It's been a long time since we've been, you know, I thought society had progressed a little bit.
We just had the wind knocked out of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very surprised at that.
Right. We just got knocked out by Patricia Heaton.
Oh.
And the funniest part, you know, Rob, you might have to go back and get the tape and just beep out the S word. Because here she is lecturing us about a couple of questions that she doesn't like, and she says bull ass twice.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yes, she did.
Nice. Nice lady.
You said no-no spot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You used all the, you know.
And I said, well, your poops come out.
Right.
I was like, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, I just want to comment on that lady there. You know, she was all upset about those questions, but, you know, she didn't have a problem saying the S word when her sister's a nun.
Right.
I find that interesting.
Valid point. Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I love you guys.
Love you. Thank you.
You forgot something.
What?
Claire!
Oh, now. We still do like her.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I think we should boycott the show tonight. To show the power of the Don and Mike show.
You know, it's like it's going to matter. The show gets in the friggin' top five every week.
Yeah. I still like that.
God's sake. Now, you can't say that word.
I'm sorry.
You can say she has nice breasts. You
all right,
say
nice
she,
breasts.
She has nice milkshake machines.
Nice gonzobulators. Titanic orbs of fun flash.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. You know, I think it's interesting when you guys talked to her when you guys were out in L.A. a couple years ago, you know, their show wasn't in the top 10. And seems to me now that they're a big hit, they won Emmys and all this, now they can be prudish with you. And she solved a big problem for me, because I never know whether to watch Monday Night Football or Everybody Loves Raymond. Well, I'll be watching Monday Night Football from now on.
Now, listen, I appreciate the sentiment, but I guarantee you the ratings come out tomorrow. The Raymond Show will beat Monday Night Football.
You know, you said it right. The wind has been knocked out of us. I am amazed. I am truly, truly amazed. Not only
that she
would react like that, yeah. I mean, that because of how many people have handled it, I always thought it was just kind of, we make it clear what it is. It's a silly, funny little quiz.
I would
it's
think the worst
meant to, you know.
Would you think the worst we get from her is like, oh, come on, guys, I don't want to do this.
And we've had that before, and we move on.
Right. No,
nope, lecture. We immediately got a lecture. That's
the foul mouthed skank uses the S word. Why don't you call Les Moonves and tell him that you put this station's license in jeopardy? That it was only my cat-like reflexes that stopped you from violating FCC law, Patricia Heaton.
It's a good spin. Hold on to that.
I
spin.
Like that.
Yes, and go ahead. Call the big man. Call MK. That's fine with me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, I thought that was one of your best interviews ever.
Oh, thank you.
And I am really looking forward to your guest spot on the Raymond show, where you two play the wacky gay neighbors that are moving in next door.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Actually, that's what we proposed to Kevin and Leah for King of Queens.
I certainly hope that Patricia Heaton was briefed as to the bawdy nature of this show.
Hey, give me a list of the other stations she was on, Charlie. Yeah, I know you had that on your list today. Can you bring me the list, please? So I can see who else she was talking to. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, hi.
I was just calling about Patricia Heaton. I think now that if she wasn't quite the TV star she is now, I think she'd have been more eager to take that quiz.
Yeah, listen, who
now
knows?
Now that she's a big shot, I think she doesn't need to take it.
Maybe she's having her thank God today. Who knows?
You never know.
You know, maybe she just did 1,000 of these things today. Anyway, there's no reason to be rude like that. She could have hung up.
Yeah, she said, hey, I don't want to take this. Please stop. But instead, we,
you know,
she starts laying a judgment trip on us. That's not really what we
want.
Have
you deleted the S word yet?
Oh, I haven't. Did you want me to do it right now?
Yeah, do it now. Or never mind, do it during the break. I don't care. We got to do a break first.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. You got to hear her say it, though. America's most wholesome mom.
Yes.
You know, we ask her if she's ever had sex in the nunna. She goes, well, that's bull ass. And it'll be a great interview.
It was. Very interesting.
Hello, Donna.
Very surprising.
Yeah. Hello.
Patricia.
What?
Any winning hair?
All right, hold on. I got the list of stations she was on. Okay, I'll tell you. Let me see. At 4 o'clock, she was on WXYV-FM in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
That is a top 40 jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they probably talked to her for 3 minutes. And, hey, we're here with everybody in Los Angeles, right?
Are you surprised the show's become such a hit?
All right, then on 4 o'clock, she was on WRKO, which is a talk station in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
4:20, she's on with us. 4:30, she's on KLOU, which is an oldie station in St. Louis.
Okay.
So far, none of these stations I've mentioned, with the exception of ours, is...
None of them have the bawdy nature of this program.
Cutting edge.
Yeah.
4:40, WWVX, whatever the hell that is. 5 o'clock, KYNG, Seattle. 5:20, WJR, Detroit. You know, for the most part, these stations like WRKO, WJR...
Right.
These are like WABC, WMAL type stations.
Sure.
You know, where she goes on and basically all they do is say, tell us about the fantastic success of the show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the fact of the matter is, I mean, if she's not briefed as to the kind of show she's going on, we're not all cookie cutters.
Right.
Sorry.
And listen, honey, if you didn't like it, you can hang up the phone.
Right.
You don't have to use that language, you skank. I mean, really, she wants to give us a hard time?
Yeah.
Be a lady. Don't use the S word. Don't put the license of a $120 million radio station in jeopardy.
Amen.
Because you can't control your foul mouth, Patricia Heaton. You disgust me. Do you eat with that mouth, honey? I wonder what your sister the nun would think about that.
I don't think she'd be happy.
No. Should call your sister the nun. I think we'll call your sister the nun. Are you aware that your sister drops the S-bomb?
It's horrible.
Excuse me, Sister Heaton.
You were personally offended.
Right.
Yeah.
Call Sister Heaton, and we'll call Sister Christian.
Sister Christian. And Sister Golden Hair.
And then we'll call Twisted Sister.
You might be king of
it. Then we'll call Sister Hazel.
Sister Hazel?
It's a new song that's out now.
Oh, really?
And then we'll call the stars of the TV show.
Sister.
And then we'll call the star of that retarded movie, The Other Sister. Might be king of the sisters.
I think you are king of the sisters.
How you doing, Rob? You got it?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
1 second. Now, are you beeping it out or putting it in backwards?
Backwards.
Okay, backwards. All right, we don't have any tone to beep it out.
Right.
Here we go. All right, let's just give you a replay. Then we'll go to break. We'll drop this whole stupid topic. All right, here she is, the real Patricia Heaton.
Me too.
Not the nice lady you see on TV every week.
Tone of the airwaves with this.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. I mean, as long as you're going to spring this on me, I think
it's a full
question.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on, honey. You can't say the S word.
Well, if you could ask what you're asking, I think
this is
very
fine.
Oh, dear.
Well, okay, rewind it one more time. You got to hear it in context.
Oh, mouth on her. Amazing.
Mouth. Quiet mouth.
Waves with this.
Oh,
no. I'm not.
Back it up a little further. I want to hear her whine going into this whole thing. God damn.
Please. No, we're just trying to do our show.
Don't be mad at us, please.
We're doing this as the standard quiz.
Terrible.
Greg Brady took this quiz.
She hates us now.
Now, listen, can we just talk for a second?
We love you.
So much pollution out there, and there are mothers driving with their kids in their cars.
We urge them to turn the radio down.
We don't allow children on this show, and we say this is, you know, for adults only.
We all have children on the show.
Why would you want to lower the tone of the airwaves with this? I'm serious. I mean, as long as you're going to spring this on me, I think... Total question.
Okay. Hold on, honey. You can't say the S word.
Well, if you could ask what you're asking, I think this will be
very
mild.
Oh, dear. Well,
oh, no.
There she is, America's favorite TV mom, as you've never heard her before.
Yes. Didn't like the sex quiz.
I think today you saw the real Patricia Heaton on the Don and Mike show. And go ahead, honey. Call the big man.
Sure, go ahead.
Call the big man. Because I would bet dollars to donuts that our show stays on the air longer than yours does.
There you go.
Thank you, Patricia Heaton. Watch the show tonight if you like. But when you watch it, you know, you're not getting the real thing.
Sure.
She's not as nice as she is on TV. Patricia Heaton, thank you. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like cuddling with their wives.
Oh, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, nobody likes that. Nobody. The only time a guy likes cuddling is if he thinks it's going to lead to lower cuddling.
For those who serve, the Don and Mike Show.
Kind of risque there by Patricia Heaton on Everybody Loves Raymond.
They'd be talking about having sex, right?
Yes, they were.
Hmm. You know, everything is degrees, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. You know, I got to think, I love the people who listen to this show. We just got this fact. Dear Don and Mike, I tape every show. I went back through my archives. Last year when you were in Hollywood, when you interviewed Patricia Heaton in Los Angeles, she had no problem referring to Leah Remini as that little bitch, Leah Remini, in public and on national radio.
Ah.
Grow up, Patsy. Well, I don't know. I don't even remember if she said that or not in that interview, but if the guy tapes every show...
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe he knows. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, sweeties.
Hi, baby.
I just want to say, just because we become moms doesn't mean we have humor lobotomies. And some of us appreciate your humor, adult humor, when we're smart enough not to have the kids in the car.
Right.
Yeah, and I think we've said that. Right. I mean, we have. We've said that a few times.
You know,
times.
And listen, if she really wants to really get into that argument, you know, that Raymond show is a hell of a lot dirtier than it used to be. I mean, it's not as dirty as, like, Ally McBeal, but...
Hey, we always say this. I feel this way about movies, television, anything. I mean, you've got to be the censor. I mean, that's the way it is.
Right.
It's the way it's always been.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don?
Yes.
Yeah, I had an opinion about Patricia Heaton.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're not going to want to keep me on the air because I don't agree with what people are saying. But I figure as part of America...
Oh, listen, now let me explain one thing to you first.
Go ahead.
This is not a democracy. You don't have a say in everything that goes on this show.
I'm just offering an opinion.
Okay, your opinion's not welcome because I already know what you're going to say. If you don't like the show, change the station.
Well, I think that's However, there are kids that are out there.
All right, then listen, why don't you go out and police everything then, since you're so goddamn powerful?
Well, you
why
know,
don't you go out and police?
Downhill fast, and it's things like your show that are confusing.
Right. Well, then listen, why don't you go out and join the Peace Corps and really help people instead of wasting my time?
Your show. You know that show you did with Tim Gannon where you made fun of a guy who is a diminished...
Okay, first off, douchebag. Hello, a dummy. His name is Tom Gavin, not Tim Gannon.
Very good. I'm glad you corrected me. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, if you guys want to do a professional show that...
Listen, this is a professional show.
Somebody that doesn't have a diminished capacity.
I'm talking to a man with a diminished capacity right now.
I think Tim Gavin has better capacity than you do, sir.
Listen,
well, then why are you making fun of him on the show?
Listen, we are not making fun of him. You are
people.
You are showing...
I challenge people, and I can tell you should...
Shut up!
...things that your children aren't that well.
You are showing your level of stupidity by not getting what we're doing on this show. The show is a little over your head. You're not sophisticated enough for the humor of this show. You're really not.
The show sometimes has juvenile jokes.
Then if you don't like it...
Stuff that kids do. Come
change
on.
It.
You guys are better than that.
Hey, we've never said that's the best compliment you've paid us right there. Of course it's a juvenile show.
If you don't like the show, change the station. Otherwise, kiss my ass. And kiss the bad
very
part.
Nice comeback.
That's my standard comeback for douchebags who call this show. douchebags. Yeah, douchebags who feel that they're going to get up on their soapbox and say that this show is what's wrong with the world. Please.
No, it's not what's wrong with the world, but it's helping contribute to
right.
a place.
Well, then listen, why don't you go do something?
It's not helpful.
Why don't you go be the next Mother Teresa? Or why don't you go stand on a street corner with a sign that says, turn off the Don and Mike show? Because the last time I checked, 6 million people like it every day, and they listen to it every day. And for them, it's a godsend after a day of having to work in their dead-end, dumbass jobs that they hate.
It's very important for you to make the distinction between this show and reality, sir. Everybody in this room does it, and you should do it as well. This is entertainment.
You know,
this is a diversion.
You haven't answered my question why you have a gentleman on the show that doesn't know that he's being
made fun of. Let me answer that.
You still haven't answered that question.
Let me answer that for you, okay? Because I was the one that took him out to lunch when I lost the bet.
You treated the guy like he was a court jester.
I tell you right now, Tom Gavin had a fantastic time at that lunch. Tom Gavin has a fantastic time when he comes on this show. And I enjoyed my time with Tom Gavin.
Hey, douchebag. For a guy who doesn't like this show, you sure do listen a lot.
Yes, because I think it's a good barometer of just how low people can go sometimes.
Well, good.
Okay, well, then, obviously...
But you still haven't answered my question. Why would you have a gentleman on the show?
I have a gentleman on the show right now. Right now, I'm talking to him. A man who is retarded. Yes, Charlie?
I want to know why, if that guy thinks Tom Gavin doesn't know what's happening to him. Why are you assuming that Tom doesn't know what's going on?
You have the gentleman in a restaurant making loud noises. People are laughing at him.
No, he doesn't know.
I've worked with people of diminished capacity before.
Oh, you work with retards.
Really?
What have you done with retards? Let me tell you right now, Tom Gavin met people at that restaurant, signed autographs at that restaurant, and had a perfectly good time with a seeing spell that I gave him.
From his perspective, let me finish, please.
Listen, no, I'm not going to let you finish.
If
you don't like this show, you can change the station. But I want to tell you something, you piece of crap, lower than low, piece of S that I would scrape off my shoe. You are a piece of dog S. If you really care about people...
Your son, Bart, doesn't have the same condition that gentleman has. You should be thankful.
My son is not retarded.
I'm saying you should be thankful.
I am. I'm very thankful. But Jesus, what does that have to do with anything? You're the retarded person. You're lower than low.
And you're making a judgment call about Tom Gavin that Tom doesn't understand when we call him the monster. Tom gets a big kick out of that when he roars. He enjoys that. He loves sitting on stage.
I have to admit, this is something that wouldn't happen normally in his life. Without a doubt, it makes a difference to him. He is happy.
That's the bottom line.
I have no question about that.
Thank you.
I both know he's being treated like a court jester.
I want to tell you something.
Hey, you know what? We're treated like court jesters every day.
Can I tell you who's being treated?
Pay big bucks for it,
hey,
gentlemen.
You know what? A-hole. You know who's being treated like a court jester right now? You are. Okay, douchebag?
Actually, I was surprised that you put me on the air. I'm glad you did.
Oh, yeah. And you're surprised. Why? Because you're telling the scary truth, and now that the truth is out of the bag, our empire will crumble?
No, I don't foresee that happening. But
of course it won't.
Perhaps, for a moment, one of you might stop and think.
Oh, right. You know what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking...
Hey, I want to answer that, because what you're saying, we would not on this show, taking somebody like a Tom Gavin and deliberately hurting them, or if we felt that we were hurting them, we would pull off that and we wouldn't do that. Tom Gavin enjoys his association with this show. He loves being on this show. He entertains our listeners. He entertains us, and he has a good time doing it. That is the number one issue, that he enjoys it too.
And you know who's really being used more than Tom Gavin is you. You're the guy, by staying on the phone for over 8 minutes with us now, you're the one who's being used.
I'm not afraid to debate you gentlemen on this.
You're not debating anything, because our show will go on. We'll continue to be successful. We'll continue to do whatever the hell we think we have to do a competitive show that people will listen to.
And you know, I answered your question. You were asking about it. I answered it. I gave you the answer. Yeah. That's the answer. That's what I stand by.
So listen, douchebag.
And that's it.
Go to hell.
Hey, Tom, Don, why do you have to insult me? I'm not insulting
because
you.
You're a douchebag.
No.
You're a worthless
not
douchebag.
Not you as a person. I'm saying your show. But
no, and I'm insulting you as a person. You're a douchebag. I'm insulting you personally.
Happy Monday,
oh,
everybody.
Good.
Welcome
very
back.
Good.
Welcome back.
And as a matter of fact, I pray to God that you'll be hit by a bus. I pray.
I pray for you too, Don.
That would be a perfect Christmas gift for me. One last douchebag in the world.
Okay, well, my nickname is T-Bone, and if it happens, I'll let you know.
Well, that's T-bone. A good name for somebody who's going to be hit by a bus. Especially
yeah,
if you're in your car. Yeah, T-Bone. T-Bone got T-Bone.
Right.
There you go.
There you
go. All right, now
there you go.
We gave you your time, now go away.
Thank you.
There you go.
T-Bone got T-boned.
There you go.
Come into the office tomorrow. Don, it really happened. T-Bone got T-boned.
Oh, I'd be happy. I really would. Please.
Amazing.
What a dick. You know, you don't like the show. You ain't going to change it by calling us up. It's not like all of a sudden the light bulb's going to go off and go, oh, God, we've been doing it wrong for 15 years.
Right.
Please. You're not going to change it. You don't like it? I don't give a rat's ass. I don't have to hear your opinion. Or should we have to sit around and listen to the opinions of some guy who doesn't like it?
No, you got those phone calls we have to take every day, and once in a while they slip through, you know?
But incidentally, I'd just like to point out again, if the guy really didn't like it, he wouldn't be listening every day and hanging on every word.
He certainly had a lot of knowledge of the issues that he was taking up with it.
Like, for instance, I'll tell you, I said, I hate that fag show, Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you which one is Will and which one is Grace. You know why? I don't like it, therefore, I don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
That's
thank
it.
You, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Thank you. Good night.
No, I know you was hoping for that early Christmas gift from that fool called early, you know. But I got one for you, too. I'm going to make up with Mr. 40. You hear me?
Oh, my. You know, that's with great. All this hostility, now we get a moment of peace. You're going to actually, you're going to make peace with 40?
As a matter of fact, I wrote a song about it.
Oh, I mean, now, are you telling the truth that you're going to make peace, or is this going to be a mean song about 40?
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Let's hear your song.
String a noose around 40's neck. Hang him high.
Oh, no. No.
I had to cut that off.
That was not a nice song
that
about 40.
That was not a nice song.
Not very Christmas.
God,
Jesus
not at all.
Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My goodness.
You see, Patricia Heaton, you see what you've done to this show today?
She's look started. At this. It's just become a hateful little visiting place today.
You've turned it upside down today. You hateful Raymond's wife. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? That's great. Hang up. That's fine.
What a day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Don Mike?
Yes, you're speaking with us. Hello.
Hey, Don, what's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hey, why do you let jerk-offs like that get on the air, man?
Because we know you like listening to it.
Nah, man, they're just...
Okay, then I'll say the same thing to you as I said to him.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you don't like anything on the show, change the friggin' station. You're as stupid as that guy is.
No, man.
Do you think because you're calling now and buddy, saying that, now the light bulb's going to go off and I'm going to go, hey... Wow, this guy's right. We shouldn't argue with people on the show.
No, I figure you got more intelligence than them.
No, I don't.
Arguing, people enjoy it. Especially if they've had a bad day at the office, you know, and they haven't been able to argue with somebody. They listen to our argument, and we take care of it for them.
I love arguing when I know we're right.
Well, you guys got intelligence, so that.
And I know we're right, and I can't speak for Mike, but no, I don't. I'm a very stupid man.
Hey, Don, buddy.
What, buddy?
You got an awesome show, man. You have no fear of nothing, man.
Thank you. Listen, awesome, do me a favor. Buddy. Don't ever call again, okay?
Don't for me?
Yeah.
Why is that?
See you later. Because you're pissing me off.
What?
See you later.
Sorry.
This is our little Everybody Loves Raymond every day for 4 hours.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, this woman, I'm not a fan of Raymond's, I don't know who she is, but she kind of gave you guys the indication when you told her that you got turned on or liked it when she put the lotion on her hand. She didn't even acknowledge it. You could play the crickets in the background during that part.
And I know that when we interviewed her in Los Angeles, she was...
talked about the cream.
She was quite taken with that, and she mentioned that lots of guys enjoy that.
And, you know, as I think about it, we also... I said something to her along the lines of, hey, if you have a problem with this, you know, just let us know. I mean, and that's what I say to every celebrity. I said that to the Libertarian president for Canada, you know, candidate for president. And it, that's the thing. And, I mean, it'd be one thing if we dove into it without, you know, saying, hey, this is going to be... Or let us ask you a few questions. You say and make it clear, will you take the sex quiz?
Yeah, celebrities take it. Right. You don't like it, don't take it, please.
What does this lady look like? What celebrity does she look like?
Well, she's cute. You've never seen Everybody Loves Raymond?
Never.
For a housefrau.
I'm Hollywood Squares, and I just was turned off by him.
She's hot for a housefrau.
I think she's one of the best actresses on television. She just hates us now.
Yeah. I won't tell you, I'll never watch the show, though.
No, I won't either.
Never watch it again.
It's a shame. We'll be boycotting it forever. Yes. Unless they have, like, a very special. I might tune in for that.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I never, ever watched the Raymond Show, but I'm listening to you guys at work. So I went onto an internet page to see what this lady looked like.
Yeah.
And there's a straight-to-video movie called Intimate Portrait, Patricia Heaton.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of interesting. If she's all high and mighty and won't talk about any of this stuff and her sister's a nun.
Right.
Why does she have a Playboy movie about her?
She got a Playboy movie about her?
I'm assuming that's what it is. Intimate Portrait, Patricia Heaton.
Yeah, but Intimate Portrait could be a nice little bio.
Yeah, that could be something like about how, you know, like that kiss-ass show that Leah Remini had done on the E!
Right,
channel.
Right, exactly.
But it doesn't come up as a TV show. It's a straight-to-video movie.
I believe that Ms. Remini is going to have to get involved in this.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, you fat bastard?
I hate to do that to her.
Hey, this is Chris calling Stockton.
Yes, Chris.
Hey, I got to see you guys do your first two tapings of the Lena Remini show, King of Queens. Are you guys going to be on tonight?
No, you know, and I don't know when my episode is going to be on. I saw the ads yesterday during football, and they were promoting some other episode. So I don't know when it's going to be on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
I know what she was so upset about, you know, calling you guys crude and obnoxious. I saw Russell Crowe this weekend get interviewed, and they asked, well, what's your comment on your relationship with Meg Ryan? And you know all he had to say?
What?
I'm glad that he was Gladiator.
Okay.
You know, it's funny because I just saw that on the... I bought the DVD of that over the weekend, saw that for the first time.
Oh, now you finally know.
Yeah.
You finally know at the end.
You know what's great, though?
What?
Is as we were getting to that point, I was saying to myself, you all you were saying was, he dies, he dies, he dies. And as we're getting to that final scene, I'm like, you know, this sucks.
Right, who cares?
And what I didn't know is that he... Well, I don't want to spoil, but it's been a month that he kills the emperor.
Right.
You didn't say that part.
I didn't.
So the movie wasn't spoiled for me, but now I've ruined it for everybody that's listening.
Lisa says that the Intimate Portrait is on Lifetime.
Well,
so please, that's a channel for women who are having their periods.
Yeah.
That is anything but pornographic. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, man?
The only worse thing than that is the Oxygen channel. You ever watch the Oxygen channel?
I have lingered on Oxygen a couple of times.
It's awful.
Not much happening there. Not American Holler, that's for sure.
Hello.
I want to know why everybody's freaking out about this woman, you know? She this little cunny, you know, she comes on the air and runs her mouth and does a little interview and stuff, and now all the freaks are calling you, you know? Oh, Tom Gavin, you know?
That's what they live for, man. Come on.
Oh, I know that's what they live for, but, you know, get off, you know? I'm listening to you at work, you know?
I just want to say to Patricia Heaton, I knew Tom Gavin. Tom Gavin is a friend of mine. Patricia Heaton is no Tom Gavin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don, this is Jeffrey.
Yes, Jeffrey.
How you doing? I just wanted to relay a quick story. Last week I was in the Caribbean on a cruise.
Yes.
Took an excursion on a sailboat to go snorkeling with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
And we met another couple on the boat, and the guy says, where are you from? I said, Oakton, Virginia, suburb of Washington. He said, hey, I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. You guys must listen to Don and Mike. I said, yeah, I listen every day on my way home from work. Those guys raved about you for the next hour.
Great, great story. Thank you. Hello, Don.
You know,
my show.
I thought it had so much more potential when he started. The way he started, I went on an excursion on a sailboat, and then I received sexual favors.
He was just being nice. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hello.
Hi, my name is Diane.
Yes, Diane.
Hi.
Just to let you know, I love your show, and that guy, obviously, the moron that you spent quite a while with arguing about, he's probably one of those parents who doesn't know when to turn the channel when their child is watching something
right.
Maybe they shouldn't be.
The problem
is not... Promise the parents, not the children.
Thank you, honey.
Right, you're absolutely right. Hello.
The password is sentence structure.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Something structure I heard. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Don from Delmarva.
Right, hello.
Structure. My name's Brad. Listen, with everything that I heard just then, with her getting on the air with you guys, it seemed to me like she had a lot to hide. Have you thought of that?
Well, now, you could look at it like that. You could look at that the girl did say no to every single question.
Yeah, hey, with a little pause there.
I mean, she doth protest too much, right?
Yeah, I think everybody's missing the point.
I mean, listen, really. I mean, I can't speak for Patricia Heaton, but
you know,
what girl hasn't had sex at some point while menstruating?
Oh, yeah.
I know. See, that one, I would say there would be a lot of people that would not have it during that time.
Well, I don't know.
There'd be a lot of guys that wouldn't do that.
I think women are turned on a little bit more.
But teenage girls.
Oh, God.
That's when they're safe, Mike.
You watch out.
I've heard that they
You're
like
getting close to my line there, Buster.
Okay, come on. How old are your daughters? Five? And
They're five, but in like 10 years, they're going to be teenagers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Patricia Heaton. Shout out and suck tooth.
Shout out and suck tooth.
I don't know what he said.
Me either.
Interesting.
And I don't know what was eating Heaton. We will be right back. Stay there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
Well, how come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
Soothing your severe buttock trauma. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, I'm disappointed. I know we only mentioned it once at the beginning of the show, but there's been no guy coming off the street yet to do the nude exotic dance for Lisa.
I'm astonished that we haven't gotten a guy to come in here.
On her birthday. I mean, Lisa's 24 today. Young and nubile.
She'd love to get a show. Lord knows we have enough shows in here when the guys celebrate birthdays.
Yeah, and, you know, nobody knew until we came in today that it was Lisa's birthday. So if you're a guy...
Who knew?
And you want to dance for Lisa, come on by. It has to be totally nude, though.
We'd love to see you. Well, we wouldn't.
No. But we want Lisa to see you.
And do a good job.
To see all of you.
Hello.
Ken Stevens.
Yes.
Don and Mike, would you pick up, please?
Just a second.
Thank you.
Hey, hello.
Having a big meeting in the office, Ken?
Yes, I am. With the...
Oh, good. With the... Shoot. I almost said the S word. I just hung up on it.
You hang up on Ken?
Yeah,
I didn't mean to. Let's call him right back right now. Or so.
Having a meeting.
Didn't mean to.
Hello.
Sorry. My mistake. Who are you having a meeting with?
Alan, the general manager.
Say hi for us.
Hi, Alan. Don and Mike, say hi.
This is like Bill Parcells having a meeting with Bill Belichick.
Right, right.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you something that might be coming to your attention soon. There's an actress on a CBS TV show who put our license in danger today. Her name is Patricia Heaton.
She's from the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond.
We had her booked for an 8-minute interview today.
And things did not go according to plan.
And this vixen used profanity that is unairable. I, of course, being the good employee I am, hit the dump button. And I know that Mike, if he had a dump button...
I would have hit it rapidly.
And many times when I forget to hit it, Mike will say, hit the button.
Hit the button quick.
And after this vixen used this foul language once, she came back and used the same language a second time.
And Don sprung to life once again, hitting the delay a second time, effectively eliminating all phones from going out over the air for a while, and that was that.
The only reason I bring this to your attention is that she mentioned somebody's name who we all know and respect.
Someone that we have the highest regard for, and
I don't mean Les Moonves.
I was going to say Les Moonves.
No, she did say him, but she did say the guy who is Les Moonves' boss.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she was very upset.
And I just want to tell you that all we did was, you know, first off, the nutty actress calls for an 8-minute interview.
We've had her on the show before, and it went swimmingly when we were out in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gave her the sex quiz. You know, we said if you don't want to answer the questions, don't answer the questions. And then we got, and you know, celebrities take it all the time.
We've had hundreds of celebrities that have, well, maybe tens of times.
And then we got, we got to the question, have you ever had sex in the no-no?
The bad spot.
And she still didn't understand. And I said, you know, where your poops come out. And,
oh, jeez.
And that's when it all went
bad. What would you rather have me say to her?
I mean, he didn't say any bad words. I mean, you know, there are violence. I didn't say any of that to her. He didn't say any of that.
To mention the fact that when you listen to the interview, we're saying to her, we love you. You know, please don't be mad at us. These are innocent questions. And then
prior to giving her the sex quiz, I believe I said to Ms. Heaton, you know, if you feel uncomfortable with any of these questions, you can refuse to answer.
And I just wanted to let listen, who cares if she calls Elme? But I just wanted to let you know that from my standpoint, if anybody deserves to be disciplined here, it's Patricia Heaton, because she put not only your license, but the license of WNEW and the license of the other 55 radio stations that carry this show, she put that license in jeopardy today.
Amen.
By using foul language not once, but twice on our airwaves.
And I guess it's safe to say she won't be coming to our Christmas party.
Now,
again,
we may be guilty of perhaps our good-natured innuendo.
Yes, and, you know, we are aware of the bawdy nature and ribald nature of this program.
And as a matter of fact, that's what we were asking about, was her innuendo. Her in her endo.
Hey, hey.
But she,
So we wanted to alert you to the fact that someone might be making a little bit of trouble.
Although I imagine that if she was to call the big guy, you know, first off, like, he's going to take a call from Patricia Heaton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second. He takes the call. He says, oh, yeah, okay, right. I'll handle it. Goodbye.
And he forgets about it.
You know, I don't know what this actress's problem is.
But we are aware of the fact how you truly hate it when he gets involved.
And if it means anything, our feeling is we would hope that she would be immediately fired from the show Everybody Loves Raymond and removed from the cast immediately.
I think that show's doing pretty well.
So. Oh, yeah. Details.
I think this show's doing pretty well.
You're probably doing better in Washington than they are.
Yes, I know that. You know, we might be doing better. Well, I know lots of cities we do better than the Raymond Show. Hey, all right, so she's TV and we're radio.
Hey, do you think we could renegotiate a contract to get paid by the episode?
Yeah, God knows. Now we got paid by the episode, like 24 cents an episode. And, you know, who knows? She probably won't even call. She was just pissed. You know, between you and me,
she was angry.
She was probably having her thank God.
She was what?
She was having her thank God.
You want us to explain that to you?
No.
You know, she was having a chemical imbalance of some type.
I understand.
Her female. Monthly bill had arrived.
Right.
A female
thing. That's enough. I got it.
But who knows? All I know is that we had a wonderful conversation going with a woman. You know, we'd met her before, and as a matter of fact, people have been faxing us in that
might have been safari time in the Red River Valley.
The last time we had her on the show, she called Leah Remini a little bitch.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so
she'd been on the show before.
Yes, and it was done in a lighthearted way when she called Leah Remini a little bitch.
Let me demonstrate. Ken, I've never given you the sex quiz. Let me give you the quiz right now. The same quiz that I've taken, Mike's taken, Buzz, Rob, Lisa, everybody, celebrities, wrestlers, politicians, athletes.
I mean, we have seriously given this quiz to tons of people.
There are 13 questions, Ken, and all we ask is that you please be honest. Ken Stevens, have you ever been involved in a three-way or group sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex while menstruating?
And not you, of course, your partner.
No.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
No. Yes.
Oh, he's tricky, that Ken Stevens. Yes.
I forgot.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No. What does that beeping noise mean?
That means you've answered no.
Oh, okay.
You'll get a ding if you answer yes. Just like that.
There you go.
Have
you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Boy, you're boring, Ken.
See, this is what...
Exactly.
This is just what it was like with Patricia Heaton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of no's.
That all of a sudden...
But there was a different tone. Ken is very much matter-of-fact about answering these. Her tone was, no.
Ken, have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Oh, man. I was hoping that would have been a yes.
Ken, have you ever had sex in the no-no?
Is that the
one that,
you know.
Yeah, that's the one that caused all the problems.
No.
And incidentally, let me just explain it to you. Not that you're...
No, I got it.
Not that you're catching, but that you're pitching.
I understand. No.
Ken, have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
No.
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Yeah, you know, you're answering too quickly.
I got on a roll there.
Yeah, you're an American male.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, Ken, what is your total number of sexual partners? We will accept a guesstimate.
Oh, what's the average?
No, you don't get that information, Ken.
No. 10.
10.
10. You're lying. No. Come on, give us the real answer.
Is the real answer more or fewer?
Oh, Ken, I think... Weren't you a disc jockey for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, then give me the real answer.
Well, that doesn't count. Those don't count.
Those don't count. Those do count.
Why don't we make it an even 20, Ken?
All right,
very good.
Do I hear 30?
No.
All right, so 20?
No, that would put me in another category.
You're standing by 20?
Yeah, I'll stand by
20. Diamond Dallas Page had 1,300.
It's 13 to 1,800.
13 mm-hmm. to 1,800 partners, he estimated.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
Yes, and the guy from the Brady Bunch, Greg Brady, had nearly 100.
Now, Ken, you see how painless this was?
Yeah, I think she obviously was.
Yes. Yeah, she had some kind of chemical imbalance happening.
Well, if she's going to call the big guy, I know how to handle it.
Great. Uh-huh. Don't take his call.
No, I'm turning it over to Alan.
All right. Well, I just want to let you know our side.
How did Ken finish there, Buzz?
Our purest male yet, with only 3 yes answers.
Wow. Bravo, Ken.
Big liar.
Good job.
Well, you know, if I was a celebrity, I probably would have more to talk about.
Well, you know what? And if we had gotten the route that we were going with Patricia Heaton, if she had gotten to the end of the quiz, Buzz would have made the similar comment. Probably she would have been the purest
yes.
individual that we've had.
Absolutely.
Listen also to this crazy bitch says. She says, my sister is a nun. My sister is a nun. Then she drops the S-bomb twice.
Right. There's something wrong there.
Really?
Right.
Well, maybe you should complain first. That's
what I'm doing.
You expected an interview, and instead you got profanity.
I'm complaining.
Be proactive about this.
We got a profanity-laced lecture.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm complaining that Patricia Heaton put the license of 57 radio stations in jeopardy today. She was not a professional broadcaster, and thank God we have this delay, or we'd be out of business today.
Well,
thank God.
Thank God you were so vigilant.
Well, it's pretty amazing to see his cat-like reflexes when he dove for that delay.
God, as soon
as that first S-word came out of the potty mouth of Patricia Heaton. Yes. He was on that button, Ken. He was on that button like Spider-Man.
There he was like that. Boom, hit the button.
It's incredible. I didn't even see him come back to the console.
And then before I know it, she says it again.
He was there again. And, you know, he was sitting there with his arms folded.
Listen, all I know is that she is an awful potty mouth. And I would like, on behalf of the Don and Mike Show, to lodge a formal complaint with CBS against Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well, I will take that up to the next level.
Thank you.
And let you know what happens.
Furthermore, she is profane.
Yes.
And there should be some type of FCC action taken against her.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't want to go that far, but...
Oh, I want to tell you, Ken.
And he's very upset, Ken.
You know,
I'm very upset also.
Sure. As vigilant as you normally are about the license and the language,
yes.
I understand.
And where's the corporate synergy?
that's the only reason we're doing this stupid interview. And listen to this. They come to us and they say, you can have her from 4:20 to 4:28.
Hey, that's generous.
So they give us an 8-minute freaking window because she's so important.
How much time did everybody else get?
I imagine the same.
Okay.
And most of the stations that she was booked on were stations like WRKO.
And then during that window, of course, the window got a little dirty.
Not because of us, though.
No, not because of us. We were just doing our regular show.
So, just one last question. When you had her on before, she didn't kind of understand the show?
No, when we had her on before, she was... I was surprised that she wasn't giving us all sex. Because when we had her on the show before, she was very dirty. she called Leah Remini a little bitch. I mentioned how when she creams her hands on the show, Everybody Loves Raymond, it's very sexually stimulating.
It was a wonderful interview, and it went very well. And then things have changed now that the Emmy Award has been won.
And that's what we think this is all about. When we had her on 2 years ago, nobody watched the show. She was grateful for a little attention. Now, all of a sudden, the show's on, and we started getting this lecture about...
You know what it is, Ken? They get to be in the top five, top ten, and then 8-minute windows and lectures to this show.
We're getting lectures about there are children listening in their cars right now, and you're the lowest rung, and why are you doing this? And, well, this is bull-ass.
It was highly unpleasant, and we're visibly upset.
I can tell you're incensed.
Yes. Let me just say, but for the record, Patricia Heaton, not a pro.
Gotcha.
Not a pro. Thank you.
Well, I'll pass that along.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ken.
And also, can you have Judging Amy canceled, please? I hate that freaking show.
I'll pass that on, too.
I hate that show.
Hey, she's from my hometown. Why'd you have to single that one out?
Because that show sucks.
Oh, man. I've never seen it.
I just see the ads during football. It looks awful.
I think she's kind of a hottie.
Thank you, Rob. Cancel Family Law, too.
Yeah, that one I'm with you on.
Right. I got a whole laundry list about CBS programs.
Let me start with what's her name first.
Very good, and that's how she will henceforth be referred to. What's her name?
All right, thank you, Ken.
Goodbye.
Thanks for your support.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Just remember that call, everybody. Yeah. 2 days from now when Mike and I are fired because of this. Just remember, man is in our corner.
Now Ken can go back to taking the big fraternity paddle to the exposed buttocks of one Alan Linewalk.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
As Kim wears his eyes wide shut robe.
Whack. Whack. I almost forgot, please cancel Becker. Can't dance. As long as I'm working on my list of everything that's wrong with CBS. And please do us all a favor and put the show Bet out of its misery.
Yes, amen.
Nobody except Tom Shales likes that show.
I bet Bet would have taken the sex quiz.
Of course she would.
Oh. Rob, let's get Ms. Midler on the phone.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
I always take you with me. Everywhere I go.
Under the direction of Andrew Blake, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we try. We do indeed.
I logged a little time. VH1 plays this video all the time. Sean Mullins. I logged a little time with the MTV this weekend.
Yeah, well, I only watch it now on Sunday nights. I'm just goofy for the Jackass.
Well, now, I taped Jackass.
Right.
So don't tell me how great it was, because I plan on watching it tomorrow.
I hate this that you don't watch it on Sunday night.
Well, because football's on Sunday night. And then football's on Monday night, so I save my Jackass for Tuesday.
Allow me this. Allow me, because it doesn't ruin Jackass for you, but just give me one. Let me tell you one thing that was on Jackass that made me laugh that you would enjoy.
Okay, but it'll ruin it for him.
All right, what he does is I got to get off my chest. He goes in.
See, you hate it when I do this.
Though. I know. But
it's okay when you do it.
But he puts a strap on and it's really tight and it's really rigid.
Don't tell me.
And he puts on a pair of gym shorts.
Don't tell me. You're going to ruin it.
And he goes to different places and he's just standing there. You know, he goes into a gym.
Okay, all right.
He's working out.
Enough. Thank you.
You got to start watching that on Sunday night so we can talk about it on Monday.
No. I watch it on Tuesday. When football's over, I'll start watching it on Monday. Or maybe I'll even watch it on Sunday night.
And he's also doing thrusts with it.
Okay. Please.
Okay, I'll stop.
It's one of the few shows I tape and I enjoy watching.
And the only one other thing.
No.
Oompa Loompa on a skateboard.
Okay. Okay. Come on, please.
I'll stop.
You're ruining my Jackass.
It was good. I taped it also.
I didn't ruin doing Gladiator for you.
Well, you did. It wasn't for lack of trying.
But I didn't, though.
No, you didn't. And
even if I dumbed into it.
And
somehow.
Now, you know, I did. I apologize, seriously, to people like me that didn't get a chance to see Gladiator in the theater, and I have just ruined the plot. I ruined it. I really ruined it. And did I do that to you? I'm sorry, Rob.
Yeah, me too.
I apologize. You
all
too?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Oh,
guys.
Come on. Don't believe them.
I watched Gladiator over the weekend. I just loved it.
So I'm watching the regular MTV. And first off, they're doing... Did you catch any of this? The countdown of the 100 greatest pop songs of all time?
No.
Okay, now I don't know. They must have just gone to Robert Downey Jr.'s hotel room and asked him to write down his 100 favorite songs of all time.
Don't those lists normally suck?
This was a list that was...
Best videos of all time?
No. Best pop songs of all time.
Songs. Okay.
That supposedly this list had been put together by musicians and DJs and artists and directors and producers. And it's like, I'm watching this list and I think Prince had, I don't know, five songs in the hour or so that I watched.
Okay.
Then I got bored with that.
Five?
Yeah, because NSYNC was the co-host of it. And those five boys, you know, they should have a contest to find out who's dumber, if it's NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Because this is a group that's got the guy with the blonde hair, the curly blonde hair. NSYNC?
So I get bored.
He said yes. NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC. Although it could be, because listen, I watched a show with another show with Backstreet Boys.
Right.
And one of the Backstreet Boys has the curly... Blonde hair. So
this is the blonde haired guy that did the cornrows.
I think that's the NSYNC guy.
Has the little like girly mouth.
So the NSYNC boys, they're on this pop show, which is the best pop songs of all time.
Right.
And the MTV guy says, "So that's the Beatles with Back in the USSR. What do you guys think?"
The Beatles rock, man. Beatles are good, man.
It was like every single song, this was the comment.
Right.
From these five morons. So I switched over to VH1. VH1 is doing the 100 greatest hard rock songs of all time.
Oh, really? Now I'd be interested in that.
This is what I'm getting into.
Sure.
I remember, number 100, Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise. Okay, well, remember,
number 100.
It's number 100. Yeah. It's all the way down.
Number 100, that's okay.
Number 99. Bad Brains.
Okay, all right.
It's a good countdown.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that they're interviewing are like Alice Cooper. And the guys from Metallica.
Right.
And the guy from Limp Bizkit. So I watched that for a little while. Then I go back to MTV now. Well, now MTV's doing, they're done with the greatest pop songs of all time.
Right.
I was not able to find out what the number one pop song of all time was. I'm sure it sucks ass. I go back to MTV, and it's Carson Daly. With the Backstreet Boys.
Again? Boy band?
Yes, but a different boy band, because it was NSYNC during
the Backstreet Boys,
during the Top 40 Countdown. Now it is... Are you kidding me, Rob?
I think, if I recall, that was the number one pop song of all
time. Yesterday was the number one pop song?
Yesterday, by the Beatles?
Yeah.
No way, not even the Beatles. That's not even the number one Beatles pop song.
Well, they're saying it's a pop song, and I guess that's because they surveyed, like, you know, band leaders or writers and everybody. I think that was a
great song.
I mean, it's an all right song, but Jesus, it's not the number one pop song of all time.
What, in your opinion, would be, which Grassroots song would be the number one pop song?
Sooner or Later.
Sooner or Later by the Grassroots,
number
one pop song.
You know where to go on that.
Yep.
So I get disgusted with the MTV. I go back to VH1. I like the heavy metal countdown. Then I go back to MTV. And you know the girl in the Blair Witch Project who holds the micro,
the camera,
the flashlight up to her nose, and she got the snots coming out.
Right.
Okay. The audience, Josh. The audience is full of girls,
right,
who look just like that, and they don't have the flashlights, but they've all got the snots coming down, and they've all got braces,
red noses.
Yeah, and they're all screaming their heads off, and these they're not boys, Backstreet Boys.
No, most of the people don't realize that most of that band, all those boy bands, they average in their 50s.
Yeah, listen, the Backstreet Men, they are. I'd love to see like Celebrity Jeopardy with NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys, but don't dumb it down. Give them the real questions.
Yeah. And conversely, I'd like to see Trebek in one of their videos as one of the band members.
That's fair, because they're. the dumbest. It's Carson Daly. And you know, and all these little prepubescent girls are screaming about Carson Daly.
Do you want him included when you kill all the people from the election coverage?
Yes, when you're talking about Chris Matthews Tim Russert, yes.
Right.
Put Carson Daly up on there, too. And you know who else?
Ooh.
Kurt Loder.
Yeah.
Kurt Loder is the elder statesman of MTV.
I said, I'm sorry, when you're doing your news from a coffin, you deserve to be in the coffin. Although he looks dead to me, yes, Kurt Loder.
Well, that's because he's been at it since the very beginning, since Video Killed the Radio Star. He has been doing that a very long time, Kurt Loder.
During the top 40 songs of all time, though, they did have some really good clips of when MTV first went on the air.
Oh. That's when it was fun. Yeah.
Like the ridiculous, the guy who looked like Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter, Mark Goodman.
Mark Goodman, yes, one of the original VJs.
Mark Goodman and Martha Quinn.
J.J. Jackson.
Yeah. I always thought Martha Quinn was kind of hot.
Sure.
I always did.
You thought Martha Quinn was hot?
Cute. I don't know about hot, but kind of cute.
In the day, she was all right. She's definitely hotter than Nina Blackwood, dressed like a whore.
Well, Nina Blackwood got ugly, but Nina Blackwood at the very beginning was more of a hottie than the other one you're talking about.
No, I would do.
Were there, and that was it, right? You had Nina Blackwood and you had Martha Quinn.
Who was the other one, Rob?
Alan Hunter, the blonde guy.
No, I'm talking about women. Those were the only two women, right? Yeah. Alan Hunter was a very pretty girl too.
Yeah, pretty girl.
No, the only girls were Martha Quinn and Nina Blackwood.
Nina Blackwood was just way too nervous too. Remember that about Nina Blackwood?
Do Martha Quinn any time over Nina Blackwood.
And didn't Nina Blackwood go on to
Entertainment Tonight?
Yeah,
where she just absolutely fizzed out.
But, I mean, the VJs, since those days, the VJs have just begun to run together. I mean, you know, I can't pick any of them out of a lineup anymore.
You know the one I hate the most? John Norris. Yeah. I swear to God, I'd like to smack that guy.
See the guy with the space in between his teeth?
Yeah, he's the guy who looks like an uglier Ben Stiller.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If it's possible to have an uglier Ben Stiller. So I'm hold on, here we go.
What are we, I got a list here?
Yeah, that's the top.
What are these? What the hell are these? Are these the top songs?
Top 30 pop songs.
Okay.
I'll give you the top 15, okay?
You can go from 15 to 10?
Right.
Then from
15 to number 1?
Right. Number 15, Imagine.
Now, that should be in the top 10.
And it says artist John Lennon. Duh. Well, no, I guess it was John Lennon, not the Beatles.
Right. Yeah, it was John Lennon. And I think that should be, one of the greatest songs ever written.
14, Brown Sugar.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good song. 13, Sweet Child of Mine.
13, Sweet Child of Mine?
Yeah,
Guns N' Roses?
I don't think so.
Sweet Child of Mine.
12, Where Did Our Love Go? The Supremes.
Mm.
11, Hotel California.
Mm, you know, I tell you, I might think it was a good time if I didn't hear it on every classic rock station I've ever listened to.
But let me just give you those five that I've just given you, 15 to 10.
Those are all recognizable big
Imagine,
hits.
Brown Sugar,
right.
Sweet Child of Mine, Where Did Our Love Go, Hotel California.
Right.
This song beat all of them out for number 10. I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, what a bunch of crap. Now it
makes sense.
It's just a big advertisement for the boy band.
Number 9, I Want You Back, Jackson 5.
That's a good song.
Number 8, One by U2. What is that song? I never heard One by U2.
I know the song.
I know the one that goes, One is the loneliest number. That's Three Dog Night, though.
Yeah, but it's a big song by U2.
It's off of...
I was listening to it over the weekend, and I can't remember how to sing it.
It's like...
One love, one day. It's like...
It's hard to reproduce.
One love.
Yeah, okay, now I know.
Come on, it's a bloody good song, though.
It's not the eighth best song of all time, though.
You know, it's better than Hotel California.
Number 7, Respect, Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Number 6, The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yes, definitely in the top 10.
Number 5, Billie Jean.
That's the second, that was a Jackson 5 song.
Number 4, Like a Virgin.
Well, it was a huge hit.
Yeah, okay, but listen, so was...
Don't get mad at me. I'm so just simply...
So was Putting on the Hits, Putting on the Ritz by Taco.
I'm trying to think now of all the crap 80s music that you and I played
so
together.
So was Pac-Man Fever.
Yeah. Where's that?
Number 3, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Always something there to remind me. Where's that one?
Number 2, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1...
yesterday.
Those lists are horrible. I mean, they really are. I mean, you could go through and you could come up with 30 top 15s.
Jesus Christ.
What's this?
I mean, I'm just looking at the bottom now of the list.
Yeah.
Number 100 is Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
There it is. Tainted Love. Soft Cell always get. There is some idiot at MTV that loves Soft Cell.
Listen to this. The number 99 greatest pop song of all time is Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Yeah.
That's rap.
I know, but...
Maybe you!
Jesus. That sucks.
Wow.
I'm just looking...
Biz Markie,
Yo-Yo-Yo.
Who is that? Who did that? Who's that rap artist?
I don't know.
Humpty.
Yeah, that's it. Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me...
I said Humpty. Loved him. Is he still around?
No. No.
Okay, now. How can this be? How can this be? I don't want to sound like an old fart here, but I'm going to be very serious with you now. Good Vibrations. I'm telling you something. That song is a freaking masterpiece. That is a mucking masterpiece.
You know, as far as all of the Beach Boys songs, I think that is their definitive record right there.
That's what made Brian Wilson go crazy. The fact that he laid track over track over track over track. And at the time, it was groundbreaking.
That right. Sounds.
Good Vibrations, number 70.
Of course, it's not the greatest Beach Boys record, though. Sloop John B. is the greatest Beach Boys record. And followed a close second by...
Kokomo.
Kokomo.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, and escape me. Thanks for the tip in there. Yeah.
All right, so Good Vibrations is number 70.
Bermuda.
Bahama. Oh, I want to take it. But these are the songs that they have ahead of Good Vibrations.
This is hysterically funny. It really is.
Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably know it from the Gap commercial. And I just can't get enough.
You have to put that on the list with the Soft Cell.
Okay.
Always Tainted Love.
Also ahead of Good Vibrations. I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage. I mean, I like Garbage fine, but...
Well, you're more up on the thing that...
I'm Only Happy When It Rains.
Good song.
Yeah, but not better than... here you go. Number 67. Four slots higher than Good Vibrations. Eminem, My Name Is.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
You know, they have to do that to do something. I'm becoming, my brain is becoming cloudy on this subject. Pander to their audience is what I was going to say.
And now I'm going to go 20 ahead of Good Vibrations.
Where's Tone Loc? Is he on there?
Now, let me go into the 50s now. Keep in mind, Good Vibrations, just my humble opinion, maybe the greatest pop song ever made.
Let's do it.
Ahead of that, Our Lips Are Sealed by the Go-Go's.
Yes, of course. That's the, now it's starting to be very clear to me who put this list together.
At number 57.
Where's Spandau Ballet on that list?
At number 55, 25 spots ahead of Good Vibration. Mm-hmm. Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Okay, so they got to make love to their boy bands.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Anything good in there?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
This is going to piss you off. Just like it's pissing me off.
True.
Born to Run. Now, you got to say, that's a top 10 song, right?
Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah, and it's the definitive Bruce Springsteen.
Of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Song kicks ass. Mm-hmm. Born to Run, number 35.
Okay.
Beaten Out by... Baby, Give It to Me One More Time by Britney Spears.
Okay.
And Beaten Out by 10 spots.
No.
Born to Run is number 35.
It's not right.
Britney Spears is number 25.
How are they basing this?
Jesus.
I'm just curious about that.
Jesus.
Please put my Soft Cell on.
Put Springsteen on suicide watch when he hears that.
Okay.
He doesn't care. He's Springsteen.
That's right.
Okay, hold on. Let me find one more for you that'll drive you crazy. Another good rock song.
Huey Lewis in there at all?
No, you know, I don't see Huey Lewis.
I mean, I know you're laughing, Rob, but in his day, pop songs, he had some smash hits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you Proud Mary by CCR.
Okay,
oldie but goodie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Yeah, okay.
Jump by Van Halen.
Absolutely.
Gotta be there.
Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
My favorite. Just all because of the name.
All of them beaten. by Dancing Queen by ABBA.
And group
ABBA. Yeah, and I like Group ABBA.
Hey, what's wrong with that, Donald? Brother Donald.
Jesus Christ.
ABBA okay. gives me an erection.
Wait a minute, hold on. You Shook Me All Night Long is number 92. Yet I Will Survive is number 56.
Gloria Gaynor?
Yes.
Classic. Anything from Donna Summer? If they've got Gloria Gaynor on there, they must have
you
some Donna Summer.
I don't see Donna Summer.
You
got
to put Donna Summer before Gloria Gaynor.
Hold on, I'll tell you.
I'm back. I like Gloria Gaynor.
Tell you all the disco I see here. Janet Jackson, Sly and the Family Stone.
Hey, where's the Amy Stewart, man?
These are Scott Shannon. I'm produced. Knock on wood.
Knock, knock, knock on wood.
The Miracles. Mike, ain't no Donna Summer here.
That is silly.
Okay. Listen, here's another one. It's going to blow you away. Let me go from, 25 up, okay?
All right.
Because 25 is a joke with Britney Spears.
Yes, it is.
Okay, then you have What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
What's going on?
Great song.
That's good.
Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison. Great song.
Ooh.
I don't care for it, but a lot of people like goddamn Bob Dylan like a Rolling Stone.
Like a Rolling Stone, Britney Spears.
Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
I think that falls into kind of a classic category.
Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Great song.
Definitely.
And at number 16, Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Nothing compares.
Right.
And I like Sinead O'Connor. That doesn't belong on there.
No. Jesus, it's us. Mike, listen. Joining us now, and I know we have to break because someone's here to dance for Lisa.
Ah.
Joining us now is the man who put this list together for MTV. Let's welcome, or actually he used to, I should say, the former vice president of programming for MTV, Mr. Bob Pittman. Bob, currently the president of America Online.
Hello, Bob.
Guy lives in my neighborhood.
Huh? Bob, are you there? Did Tom Gavin hang up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Oh, man.
He hung up.
That's a shame. Especially with the source of so much controversy on today's show.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Don, hey, Mike.
Tom?
How about that silly song, Don't Worry, Be Happy?
I don't think that's on the list.
Oh, man, they should have three or four Bobby McFerrin hits.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
When you talk about pop icons, you can't possibly talk about Eminem and Eminem and not mention Phil Collins, Air of the Night, or even The Boss.
Okay, first of all, it's Phil Collins, The Air. It's not The Air in the Night.
In the air tonight.
And tonight. Is this my opinion? I think Phil Collins sucks. But this is not my list. This was the MTV list. The MTV MTV and Rolling Stone magazine list.
Hey, D.
Yes.
Was Mike and the Mechanics on the list with The Living Years? I love that song.
One time.
It's the only song that I ever agree with Alan Goodman on.
One time our general manager, Alan Goodman, came in and he said, that song you guys played today about the guy who doesn't realize how much he loves his father.
It was like right when he was going through his midlife crisis.
Right when he bought his Porsche and divorced his wife.
He went bananas.
He did.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
I thought the day too we would walk into his office
right.
and catch him wearing a beret
sure.
and painting watercolors.
At an easel. Now, that was the general manager. At an easel next to his desk.
Meanwhile, the station is freaking falling apart.
Right, and he's got the easel. The station's about to be sold right from under him.
And he's in there painting. And do you remember the book?
The Seasons of a Man's Life.
That's the book he was reading. He said, Don, Mike. All right, no, you always supposed to D&M.
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 The Seasons of a Man's Life. It's changed my life. He was something else.
Jesus. Okay. The 100 greatest, is this the full list? What is this, Charlie? You just gave me another list.
That is a list of VH1's, their 100 greatest songs.
And this is, okay, so the other one is MTV right. and Rolling Stone.
This isn't the heavy metal list, right?
No.
Do you want that one?
I'd love to see that one.
Okay, Stay of the Stones, number one, Satisfaction.
That's good. I'll accept that.
Aretha Franklin, Respect, number two. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, number three.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. Hotel California, Light My Fire, Good Vibrations. Hey Jude, Imagine, Louie, This to me seems like a more representative list.
It's better.
Got less fag music on it.
I think Soft Cell on that list.
Don't see it.
Always something there to remind me.
I don't see too many fags on this list.
Well, hold on. Number 99.
Who is it?
The Carpenters.
With Top of the World? We've only just begun.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
We've only just begun to live.
White lace and promises. What does that say that I know the lyrics?
A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
And yes, we've begun. Captain and Tennille?
Didn't make it, Mike.
Didn't make it on there?
Didn't make it.
Muskrat Love is not in the top 100?
That's right. Muskrat Susie and Muskrat Sam. Didn't make it. Time out. Hold on. The guy from MTV's back on the phone.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, my neighbor, former program director of MTV and currently the president of AOL Time Warner, a man who can really put this list in perspective, please welcome Bob Pittman.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? What can you tell us about these lists?
Hey, this ain't Bob.
Yes, Bob.
This ain't Bob.
Bob, this list you made sucks.
This ain't Bob.
Yes, it is. This is Bob Pittman.
No, it's not.
You know, I'm sorry. Bob Pittman has nothing to do with MTV now. Bob.
This ain't Bob.
Bob, can you tell us what's new in AOL?
Hey, you're roaring. What are you roaring for?
This ain't Bob.
Who is this?
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. I thought it was Bob Pittman.
Hail to the West End.
It's North Turner.
North Turner.
How you doing, Norv?
No, he ain't North.
Who is this, Daniel Snyder?
No.
Who would this be? Say your name.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Well, it must be Lisa.
Happy birthday to you. Oh,
he's wound up today.
All right, bye, Tom.
Hey.
What?
Hey, the website is up.
Oh, your website is up?
Yes.
Well, if people want to see your website, where do they go, Tom?
TomGavin.com.
www.TomGavin.com.
Yeah.
All right, I'll check it out. Thanks, Tom.
All right.
See you.
Bye-bye. There he is, Bob Pittman.
Right. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Lair Remedy is right over here. Balls of fire?
A ball of fire.
A ball of fire. We're here the rules.
Not balls of fire.
I understand you're playing for somebody today. A couple DJs. Who are you playing for?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
My friends, Don and Mike.
Proudly, down to only two herpes pills a day.
Oh.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's two each.
Part of that lineup likes us. That CBS lineup.
Hey, listen, Friday we're doing our final freak show of the year. Fantastic. Not to be confused with what would you do for $1,000. This is the old-fashioned freak show. Last freak show of the year on Friday at just in time for the holidays. The grand prize is $1,000 from Hotwire.com.
Best freak win.
Hotwire, the brand new online travel company that makes it simple for you to get a great deal on travel. Hotwire, a great trip
starts with a great deal.
We'll be giving away $1,000 on Friday for the freak show.
Wow.
Saturday, we are playing paintball against the sales staff.
Oh, that's right.
At 10 a.m., we will, and everybody's welcome to come out to Pev's Paintball.
It's a lovely place to bring the family.
Out in Woodbridge, VA, we're going to be playing on Saturday morning, us against the sales slime, and starting tomorrow, we're going to be putting our team together.
Okay.
And deciding who's going to be playing for the other side.
Uh-huh.
You know,
now, are we just going to have... here's a request I have. Is this just going to be our team, you know, among the station people against the sales people?
Yes.
Okay. Are they going to have outsiders coming in? Because those ringers...
No. No ringers.
...hepped it up.
No ringers. The only ringers that I'm thinking Well, Bart's not a ringer. Because
no, he's your son. It's different.
Because he's my son and his friend Jarrett.
I just know that somebody hurt me the last time we did it. Some guy got me right in the neck, and I didn't know who he belonged to.
Wasn't it Hainline?
No.
Right now, the team would be Don, Mike, Charlie, Buzz, Robbie, Lisa, Wendell, our engineer,
Jimmy
McClure, mm-hmm. Bart, and Bart's friend, Jarrett.
What time are we playing?
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
So far, I think only two salespeople have agreed, and there are eight outsiders.
Well, then, we're
maybe
not...
David Hainline.
We ain't playing outsiders.
Right.
Except David Hainline.
Right.
Because he left the station, but he wants to come back to play.
Okay, he can come back. But that's what effed it up the last time.
Yeah, no outsiders. And if the salespeople want to play 10 on 2...
We'll do that. We'll just have them stay in the middle of the field.
You told me originally that you didn't care if there were, but now you do.
Well, now that Mike brought it up, I've changed my mind. Okay.
Thank you, Don. That was good judgment.
Well, no, it was a good call.
Do you agree, Charlie, that the ringers
Does
were
Does it
difficult?
Matter who we beat?
Well, no, it's just a question that I don't know. It's just a pain in the ass.
You know, let Libby play. Is Libby going to play?
Yeah, she'll be there.
And then you get Goldstein out there.
I think he has commitments he can't make.
And you get Steve Johnson out there. Yeah, come on. You get Alan out there.
Mm-hmm. I think, really, that the sales department has an obligation to take their Saturday and give it to us.
Listen, no stringers. No outsiders. No ringers.
That's the best word. No outsiders.
Yeah. You got to be part of the family.
Okay.
Now, like, for instance, if Madonna wants her husband Cliff to play, that would be acceptable. If Shondell wants her boyfriend or her husband to play... who, incidentally, is a friggin' mountain man.
Right.
If he wants him to play, he's more than welcome to play.
Absolutely.
You know, if
Could Wendell bring Juicy?
Yes, Juicy Lucy would play
Juicy
on our
Lucy
team.
Juicy Lucy can play. Well, maybe she can play on the other team. We need an advantage.
If Bretta wants to bring whoever she brought home Friday night...
You know what? Here's the problem.
To play on Saturday?
The guy on Saturday night might be upset.
This is the problem. The problem was last time we let the sales department off the hook. They were able to, you know, do what they do normally, which is like, I don't want to go. And I think this time we ought to get commitments from them.
All right,
I think
well,
we ought to get at least five salespeople to do this.
We'll do it on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
First break tomorrow. Charlie, would you put out a memo, please? That the game is Saturday. No outsiders allowed.
Okay. Yeah. The memo, you know, should be along the lines of we desperately need salespeople to participate in this. We will not accept any outsiders.
I'll see if Ken can make it as well.
Oh, God. Would I love the chance to play paintball against Ken Steele?
Man, then we call it assassins. Sibby wants to play. Yeah, right.
He might.
I'll bet you...
Oh, no, I'm not going to take the bet.
All right. And don't you owe me $20?
For what?
For the bet?
What bet?
The drinking bet.
Oh, yeah, but I don't believe you.
How do I prove it to you?
No, I'm kidding you.
It's horrible. No. You know what?
No, here you go.
No, you gave me this. That's fine.
All right, I gave you a nice
cigar.
But I forgot about the bet about
that's
the drink.
Right.
No, I believe you. If you didn't drink,
I tell you. You know, I tell you.
That's why I gave you that wonderful cigar. I was proud of you. You did your 3K race.
Let me put it this way: nobody saw me drink on the holiday.
Okay. All right. Well, Ken is not there, but please put out the word to Ken that we'd like to invite him to play.
Okay.
To captain the other team.
Fantastic. Okay. And David Hainline's coming back?
Yeah. There's a chance he'll be playing.
That's good.
Yeah. It's us against the sales staff.
Yeah, former employees are welcome.
They can have Roz.
I don't think Rod Stevens
wants to play.
How about CJ? Bring him back.
Okay, listen.
Orlando.
Ralph Renzi.
Earl Martin. We will set this up tomorrow.
I got Jerry Cave tomorrow.
Dennis Reese. Tomorrow on the show, we set this up, okay?
Sir?
First break.
Tony Coulter.
We set this up tomorrow.
Rock
paintball.
And
okay, shut up. Us versus the sales
Your buddy
staff.
Rick McClure?
Please. We're doing a show now for four people.
I know.
There's only four people who know the people we're talking about.
Oh, the former employees.
Us versus the sales staff paintball on Saturday.
D.
All right.
Okay. So listen tomorrow. We'll set that up with them, and we'll play. We'll kick their ass.
Good.
On Saturday. Kick it bad. And you can come out and watch us play. We'll tape the whole thing, and we'll play it back on Monday's episode.
Yeah. We still get our outfits and all that we got last time?
Yeah, we get our nice camis.
Cool.
Camis. Excuse me.
We don't need to buy anything, right? Do we bring anything?
Don't you remember they gave you and I those high-powered paintball guns?
Yeah, I want that special gun.
I don't know what they called those special guns they gave you and I, but they gave the ones that, like, shoot the most and the fastest.
I think they were called special guns.
Hello? Don and Mike? Yeah, tell that stripper to hold on 1 second, Rob.
Yeah, you got it.
Really? We're getting Lisa a stripper for her birthday today.
An amateur.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? Hey, listen, I got an update from the guy Steve that called Tuesday, said that joke from New York, and you guys left him his telephone number.
Yes.
I called up, and it turned out that he was calling from a friend's house, and nobody knew he was calling. And
not true.
It is true. No. Unless the guy I spoke to was saying that, because...
The guy you spoke to was saying that.
Yeah.
The guy called up, and he's like, hey, what's going on? They're cursing out my mother, and I was on the phone for 15 minutes. He's like, I don't know who this guy Steve is, but unless I was speaking to Steve, then, hey, Steve, then you're a jerk more than before.
Yes, he is.
If you were talking to me for 15 minutes, he's like, hey, I don't know what's going on here. They're cursing out my mother. They're cursing out, you know,
No. Just listen to me.
Yeah.
Whenever a guy calls us with a bad joke and agrees to give out his phone number, if the joke's not funny, we check the phone, okay?
Right.
We check the friggin' phone. And furthermore, it's not somebody's residence. The guy was calling us from a cell phone.
Really?
Yes.
The 71... Well, the number you gave out...
Okay, don't give out the number
again. I'm not
going
to give out the number, but the number you gave out, I have it in front of me, and I've called...
How many weeks ago was it?
This is like two weeks. I'm sorry you had to see that, Rob.
This is Tuesday.
I got an itch on my ass.
voicemail.
Go away.
I've seen worse, but I have to tell with the material of your running suit today, it was the loudest scratch you've ever done.
Yeah.
You're running your fingers back and forth against the corner.
Were you inside?
No, outside.
On the outside.
Very determined.
Nowhere near the bad spot. Nowhere near the Patricia Heaton spot.
No.
It's all cheek. Just goddamn my ass cheek scratch.
Well, it's winter. Winter itch. The dry season happens.
Well, whatever. Thank you for calling and continue to call that guy.
Not a problem.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Voice from your past, Don.
Pardon me?
A voice from your past.
A voice from my past? Who is this?
Shotgun Mark.
Is it Shotgun Mark Rivers?
That's me.
All right, let me... you know what? You know why I don't believe you?
Oh, I love this. Go ahead.
Where are you calling from?
Wichita.
Okay, Shotgun Mark Rivers. If this is really Shotgun Mark Rivers...
Uh-huh.
When we worked in Pittsburgh, what appliance item did Frida and I loan give to you?
Did you loan give to me?
Yes. Oh. Loan slash give to you.
Oh, man. Okay, hang on a second.
See, I'm going to call... Hold on a second. I'm going to call Frida. See, this is why I don't believe that that's really the guy.
Well, first of all, is there something in the voice? Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
A guy used to be a real close friend of mine. A disc jockey friend of mine.
Right.
Bang got you, Shotgun Mark Rivers.
Love the DJs.
I mean, I loved him. He was a great guy, but I don't think that's the real Shotgun... Hey, hola, put Mom on, please.
She is not here.
Where's she at, bud?
The vet.
Oh, right. I forgot you had to take the dog to the vet. Okay. All right. Love you.
Anything I can help you with?
No, nothing. Throw some love my way. Christmas is a month away.
Love you.
Thank you.
That's
see you, bud.
Football fantasy king. I love you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Comes down to a bribe.
You'll learn, Mike.
I've learned already. That's all I'm doing now. I'm ridiculously awful about that. Santa Claus will not do... Santa Claus will skip our house unless you go to bed.
If that really is Shotgun Mark Rivers, I'm going to have him call back tomorrow and do like an hour about the good old days.
Oh, great. Is he still on the line? Shotgun Mark?
Yeah, but I want to try to get Frito on line first. Because this thing that
couldn't you ask him some other questions that would...
Yeah, but this is the one that... I mean, Frida and I have never forgotten this. We've never forgotten it.
Hello?
Honey.
Yeah?
Listen, I know you're busy with the dogs at the vet, but...
No, I just finished.
Okay. When we lived... And I'll find it. Maybe it's not as important to her as it is to me. When we lived in Pittsburgh...
Mm-hmm.
When we didn't have a lot of money
That he's going to say the appliance, so it, don't. He might be listening.
I know, but he didn't know it, and I think the real Shotgun Mark would know it. Mm-hmm. What appliance did we loan slash give to Shotgun Mark Rivers?
You want me to say it out loud?
Yes.
Oh, an air conditioner.
See? We remember it. How long ago was that? Was that like 18 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. See, we still remember it 18 years later.
Right.
We still remember that we gave the guy an air conditioner.
Great, because we had hardly nothing.
Right.
And if it's even meant that much to us, I would think that the real Shotgun Mark would have remembered that also.
I would think so. Is he still on hold?
No, I missed the whole I was in the vet, so I don't know.
I got a guy who says
it's... guy, as most DJs were, that borrowed things all the time, as you were, too, that borrowed slash kept, he probably wouldn't remember.
That borrowed what?
If he was a guy like you were, and I think he was the kind of DJ that would borrow slash keep things all the time.
Oh, slash keep. I got you. Yeah.
He wouldn't remember. You don't remember all the things
all right,
that
hold
he
on.
Found
I got...
off of people.
All right, I got more questions for him. Thanks, honey.
Oh, good.
Okay, bye, Bill.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, I'll let him off the hook there. Hey, Shotgun Mark.
God bless Frida. I do remember that.
Okay, Shotgun Mark, where's the first station we worked at together?
Rockford, 1440.
WROK. Okay, this is the one. Okay, this is the one.
The Rock and Roll Denim Machine.
Who was? All right. That was the station van where guys used to bang chicks.
No, I got a tape somewhere, and I've still got the New Year's Eve show, but I've got a tape somewhere of the raw stuff of Jack Randall doing his thing.
Okay. Who was, I believe it's in a, who was the overnight disc jockey at WROK?
Oh, man. Bobby B. Soder.
You're the guy. Okay. Bobby B. Soder.
Only
I would remember that.
Right.
Because this guy and I worked together so many years ago.
Oh, man.
Are you still a DJ?
You know, I got on the net a number of years ago. I still do some radio stuff, but I do more consulting. Not radio, but internet stuff now.
Jesus. Shotgun, hold on a second. Give your phone number to Lisa.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to call you tonight. Hold on. And then I want to get you on the show tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And we can talk about some of the a-holes we worked for.
That's always fun.
Can I bring up the Rockford Principal Pepsi show?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, hold on a second. Jesus Christ, that really is Shotgun Mark Rivers.
Another Shotgun, not to be confused with Shotgun Tom Kelly.
No, there was a million Shotguns.
Lots of Shotguns, lots of Hollywoods.
But that
lots
guy,
of shadows.
Yes. That guy was a good friend of mine. Went through tough times with that guy. You know, when we made like $80 a week.
Oh, those were the days.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sam Jackson, bad guy, unbreakable. Ha ha.
Giving away an ending, I think, is what he was trying to do.
Oh, okay.
From Unbreakable.
Oh, that's okay. Gold. All right, I got you. Robbie, get the stripper ready.
All right.
The guy off the street. We'll do that for Lisa's birthday when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
Then why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things where I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
Wearing their game day attire, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Lisa's birthday.
Yeah,
we promised her a stripper. Now, we didn't know it was her birthday until we got here today.
Right.
So we didn't have time to call Shiloh to get anybody. Oh, and look, if you want to see the photos of the Thanksgiving show last week, everybody go to www.xposed.com.
Right.
www.2exposed.com. That is Shiloh's adult site.
Yes, for adults only.
That has the explicit pictures. Nobody tell Patricia Heaton.
Yes, she might get upset.
I'm sure she wouldn't want to go look at that site.
Potty mouth.
Let's bring in Lisa first before we bring in the guy who's going to be dancing for her.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Here she is now, 24 years young, simply a nubile. Mm-hmm. And if you're counting, Round of applause for Lisa.
18 years
younger than me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
17 years younger than Mike, and roughly 60 years younger than Buzz.
That's give or take.
Hello, and happy birthday, Lisa.
Well, thank you.
How will you be celebrating this evening?
I will be going to dinner with my mom and my sister and my nephew and probably my brother-in-law and my boyfriend.
Wonderful.
And after that, who knows? I don't know.
Oh.
Could be a wild night?
You know, I don't think so. I think I might be a little over that, which is kind of why I'm a little bit depressed on this birthday. Why
oh, you've
I didn't...
matured. You mean the 24 is a rite of passage. No more wild nights out.
Yeah, I haven't been doing very well with this. That's why I didn't share it with everybody at work. I was having a hard time dealing with
the fact... What, being 24?
Oh. Christ, look at you.
Oh, that's rough.
Wait till you're 30.
Well,
I get better yet. Wait till you're 40.
Wait till you're 60.
Buzz knows.
And, you know, I was watching that Faith Hill show again on Friday night, or Thursday night, whatever night that show was on.
Right.
That's the celeb you most resemble. I mean,
Don would like you to come to work in a cowboy hat.
I mean, when she comes out with that thing, I can feel you breathe.
Right.
I mean, you know, I said to somebody, I got a girl who works on my show that looks just like that.
Had you had any martinis when you shared that with somebody?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did on Thanksgiving night with my brother.
I got a gal who works on a show.
She looks
just like that.
Like that.
She is a dead ringer for Faith Hill.
But you're not over the hill, 24.
Yeah, I know. I know that it's not old. I was just thinking, you know, 24, that's mid-20s now. There's no going back. You've got to be mature.
Oh,
you have to
Christ.
Be responsible.
You
I'm
know,
an adult.
I think back to when I turned 25, and I also had... 25 was harder for me than 30 was.
Really?
I've heard a lot of people say that 25 is hard. I think I'm going through it a year early.
Of course, at 30, I wasn't aware that in the next few years I would be divorced and my life would hit personal rock bottom.
I never pay attention to any of that crap, to be honest with you.
I don't pay attention to that, to movie magazines.
They're all junk. Well, Lisa, we don't have a stripper for you. We do have an amateur,
okay.
A guy from off the street. And we've told him that we want him to get 100% nude.
Right.
He hasn't left yet, has he? I mean,
he's still here.
Was that wishful thinking?
He's still here. Now, I've been told...
Here he comes.
...that he reminds everybody of Tom Green. And I will tell you that he looks to me more like the guy... What's the name on The Simpsons? That guy, Cletus?
Yeah, Cletus the
Five or Ebb. Ebb from Green Acres.
I know. I understand you don't want to say much because you don't want people to know it's you.
That's correct.
That's correct. Well, will you just say hello?
Hello?
Can you tell us how old you are?
40.
And this is Lisa. Now take a look.
Hi.
Isn't she a beautiful young woman?
You bet.
She is celebrating her birthday today.
This is creeping me out right now.
We have selected some love music of Barry White. We love Barry White. And we would like you to simply...
Get naked.
Dance for Lisa.
No touching, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Dance
for Lisa. Absolutely no touching.
And get naked.
All right.
And I mean get naked right in her face.
Why don't you go over there and have Lisa come over in this direction?
There you go.
That would be
all right. Lisa, you want to sit? Okay, get the microphone down there.
This is a show exclusively for Lisa.
Yeah, sir, we need you to at least into the microphone. Tell us that you're ready to begin.
I'm ready.
Okay, and here's your music.
We got it together, didn't we?
Little Barry White.
We can't really hear you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Robbie, can you turn it up?
Turn it up, Robbie.
Bum, 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 bum. Now, Lisa, you have to tell us what he's doing.
He's looking me dead in the eye right now with a straight face.
All right, don't
I don't
get
know
so
how
close.
He's keeping it.
No contact.
Dancing very seductively.
Okay. It's only a 4-minute song there.
Jacket has come off.
Fabio.
It's the funniest dancing ever.
It's not Cletus. Who is it I'm thinking of from The Simpsons, Buzz?
I thought it was Cletus.
Nobody but
Cletus. Shoes have come off.
This guy is fulfilling some kind of a twisted fantasy right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
he's like right out of a Norman Rockwell painting himself.
Got his hair parted down the middle.
Oh, dear.
All right, here we go. Now he's dancing.
Slowly.
What's he doing now, Lisa?
He was teasing me with the belt. Now he's taking off his shirt, unbuttoning his shirt.
This is gross. This is so gross.
With the pen in his pocket.
Lisa, are you enjoying this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Very good. Lisa's into it.
She's dancing and he's,
I'll give this guy credit. He's doing the choreography.
He looks to me like he could have been an extra in Schindler's List. I mean, the guy.
So he is a little skinny.
He has one sexy sunken chest.
Oh my goodness! Not a lot of weight on this guy, Lisa.
Jesus Christ!
That's for sure. Oh, now the pants are coming off again.
Tidy-whitey.
If you want to say anything, you use that microphone, Mr. Stripper.
Hope the underwear are clean.
now what's he wearing, Lisa? Just his underwear?
Yeah, just his tidy-whitey.
Just his underpants.
And his watch.
Hey, he's a guy, so what, about 5'9", 5'10", right? 5'8"?
11.
Five, 6 feet? 6 feet even, okay. And he weighs about 83 pounds.
Okay, now he's going to take his underpants.
Oh, okay. God.
Who wants to...
I guess Lisa.
Oh my God. I just saw his wet thing. Oh my God.
Right. That is cold.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at swinging D&B.
She is looking at his swinging D&B.
Okay, tell me when it's
over. Look at her.
Oh,
she is loving this.
Enjoying this.
I have my eyes blocked. Jesus Christ.
Please tell me when this is over.
Still dancing buck naked right in front of me.
Oh, God.
Hi, everybody.
This is great because now it's like being a listener.
You seem, sir, comfortable with your nudity. Are you comfortable with your nudity on the microphone? Are you comfortable or...
For the most part.
For the most
part. Yeah, he seems it.
Mostly.
He seems it.
We can still have eye contact, and he seems very comfortable.
The unflappable Lisa, ladies and gentlemen.
Lisa, is he...
I've been skinny all my life. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Is he flaccid?
I'm not going to look.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, this is the longest song that I remember. Only
one like you. We're down to the last minute, Mike.
Okay. Lisa, is this the best birthday present you've ever gotten?
Absolutely.
You know, I was not giving you the visual on this. This girl is sitting in the chair with her arms over her head. She's dancing with him.
She's taking it all in.
I see his twigs and berries.
Looking at them right now, yeah.
You're looking at them.
Yeah.
How would you rate his genitals, Lisa?
On a scale of 1 to 10, Lisa.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't... It's cold in here.
Okay. We need a number.
He's not small.
She is actually... She was really just staring at his wet thing.
Well, now as the song fades out, you think this guy can start getting dressed?
Yeah, Lisa, have you had enough?
Yeah, put your pants on, please, sir. Let's give this guy a nice round of applause.
He did it.
He did a fantastic job. He committed. He committed to the performance. That's the important thing.
That was wonderful.
You guys are so good to me.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It's a great place to work.
Yeah, we're so good to you.
And you, get to a buffet, all right? Go to Krispy Kreme or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I bet you can eat anything you want, can't you?
Well, hold on.
Yeah, you probably
the microphone, what'd you say?
He said he probably eats more than I do.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Not always how it works.
It always works that way.
You always get a guy like that. You know who else like that? Porn.
Yeah,
porn
can eat like a wild animal.
I saw him yesterday have like five of those big pulled pork sandwiches.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the guy looks like an AIDS patient.
Right.
I swear to God, he's so thin.
Metabolism of a mosquito.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I can eat a good four or five plates on
You two would make a nice couple.
You should have seen her during the Monday night game.
Really picking out?
Honey, you have no idea.
Really?
She had I think maybe three plates, heaping plates of food.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Cookies.
Then cookies, brownies.
Pizza came.
What will you be enjoying for your birthday dinner? Is there a particular favorite?
Yeah, my family always goes to Tortilla Factory.
Okay, Mexican,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Authentic stuff, so good. We love it. I mean,
super
we're known by name there.
Load up on the enchiladas.
Mm. All right, well, happy birthday to you, Lisa.
Big California enchilada. Huge.
Oh, very good. All right.
Hopefully you'll be eating an enchilada later tonight. You know what I mean?
I guarantee my mom is listening right now.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
Do that for your boyfriend, because he told me that you don't do that a lot for him.
I know, just as a reward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, Mom, the dancer was very innocent.
I have to pass that along. Extremely.
Right.
Extremely.
You know, it could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been dangerous. If we saw gold chains, it might
have
been.
Thank you. Very great.
Hey, good job.
So
you the man.
Thank you.
That took a lot of guts. A man comfortable with his own nudity.
You guys, that was really
Jesus.
Very special.
It was gross.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, get out of here. Happy birthday.
Hey, hold on, Lisa.
Oh, hold on. Mike's got that special treat for you.
All right.
And let's see. What is
it? I thought you were going
to fart. Oh, because he lifted up his butt?
Yeah.
No, he's just getting his wallet out.
What are you doing?
There you go. That's for your birthday.
Why? You're
all right, kid.
No, I can't take this.
Oh, yes, you can.
That's what Mike gives everybody for their birthday.
There you go. Everybody gets that for their birthday. Yes, yes, absolutely. Hey, I know you're saying too much, but I can't help myself. Now get out of here, you knucklehead.
Take care. I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Okay, get out of here.
Take care.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's great. That $40 will buy a lot of enchiladas.
Yes, it will. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Is the least story tonight, Mike, is going to give me a heart attack? You gave her that money, then you gave her the old.
You figured
the point.
You pointed like, hey, that's for you, baby.
That's for you.
Knock yourself out with that $40.
You go enjoy yourself. Now get out of here, okay?
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, why Al Gore takes over your television this evening.
Oh, all right. What time is that prick coming on?
5 till 9 Eastern Time.
5 till 9?
Just before the game.
Oh, I thought you meant 5 p.m. till 9?
No, 5 minutes before 9 p.m.
Hey, look at it this way. He might speak all the way through Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Hey, that was very professional.
Get on it. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Jim. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's go right to Guy Berkley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In spite of the public opinion polls, Al Gore is not giving up just yet. Here's a preview of what the vice president plans to say when he appears on TV this evening, 8:55 Eastern, 5:55 Pacific Time.
You got any gum?
No. He will say that there are more than enough votes to change the outcome of the presidential election in Florida.
Absolutely.
He will say that some votes...
I'm kidding.
I'm not going to walk out of it. I don't want to argue.
It was like a week and a half ago at exactly this time.
Well, I went off. You know how I feel about this.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes, we're both bricks.
I understand, Dave. Gore will say that some votes that were cast legally have been thrown out. And he will say this that we have on tape.
Got it.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Al Gore.
He might say that, but let's try this one.
This one? Oh,
yeah, this should be Al Gore right here.
Hey, man, we had an agreement. 9 songs an hour, not 7, not 8, 9. You keep up this yap, yap, yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving that trash truck with your Earth Dog brother.
All kidding aside, this is it, right? Your label?
Yes. That's the one that I wrote that. Right. Mathematically, the odds are this is Al Gore.
And now, for those of you who are visiting from Germany.
Yes, Al Gore.
Now here's that same tape translated.
Al Gore. All right, here he is really.
This really is about much more than which candidate wins and which candidate loses.
Oh, bull.
It is about the integrity of our system of government. That integrity can only be assured if every vote that is legally cast is actually counted according to the law.
You know, I'm going to have to stop myself here.
Great sentiments from a great man.
I'm going to stop myself here. Both of these guys, they're such pricks. Now, I'm madder at him today than I am at Bush.
Right.
But as I told you earlier, if it was Bush that was doing this, I would be railing about this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they recounted. They recounted again. They recounted again. Guess what, little boy? You lost. Take your ball. Go home.
You know, and I think at this stage of the game, really, I have to say to Al Gore, fight on! Fight on until you have no breath left!
Prick. Yeah, go ahead. Take the country down with you. Stock market's doing great. People around the whole world, and I don't care if it was up today, Buzz. Stock market is down. Stock market is generally
overall,
down.
Yes, it is.
And people around the world, you know what they're doing? They're laughing at us.
Many of them are. That's
you know what
true.
The crowds are doing? They're laughing at us.
Well, now you're hitting a nerve.
Actually, Europeans go, they've been kinder than the British and certainly kinder than the French.
Yeah, well, Alfred, as long as I can remember, the French have been effing us. And there's the French right there.
I'm sorry, it's just embarrassing. Right. It's goddamn embarrassing. There's no end in sight.
Embarrassing. It's disgusting.
It sucks. Diddly poo. I mean, one guy wins. The other guy says, oh, I'm going to sue you. The other guy wins. The other guy says, well, I'm going to sue you. You know. This is going to go
It'll
on.
Be over soon. It'll be over soon. You take care.
Well, don't give me that.
He's pointing
don't
again.
Give me that double point thing you gave, please. Please, F you, Al Gore.
Today, Gore asked a Florida court to award him Florida's electoral votes. Also today, the top Democrats in the House and the Senate told Gore they're behind him as he continues the fight.
And listen, I truly believe. Mm-hmm. This is no BS. When the public starts really getting sick of this, and I think they will... If not by the time the Supreme Court meets on Friday.
I think by next week, you're going to have to really gauge how strong the sentiment is. The Supreme Court's going to have to make a ruling.
Mm-hmm. All these Democrats, all these douchebags like Dick Gephardt, who are now standing up on the steps and saying, you know, posing like Superman and saying, we're with you, Al. As soon as those numbers go down because people are getting pissed at him, see how many Democrats stand up there with him, and I'd say the same thing if it was the other way.
Now, if the Supreme Court, if by some coincidence things go for Gore, you're going to have the whole thing all over again with Bush, yeah, I would
think. I will be just as mad at Bush.
Unless there's like a final word from the Supreme Court that says this is it. Then they're talking about the Florida legislature.
But you know they won't.
And then it goes to Congress.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's pussies. And they won't make they won't make a fist about this. They're not good at this stuff. You know. And no matter what happens, even if Gore wins, Bush is going to come out and he's going to do the same crap.
I would think so.
That Gore is doing. What I'm saying is, same thing I said last week. They're both dicks.
Really would solve this would be you just take the entire voting thing out of it, like men.
Yeah, right.
With their fists.
Duke it out. Sure.
Duke it out. Really? I mean, you can put boxing gloves on them, so you don't want to have the president all, you know, with
and
brain
you know
damage.
And rather than have them beat each other up, let them beat up Patricia Heaton.
Hey, there's something we could all agree on.
Just put her right in the middle.
Very good.
And just get to take swings at her.
Dick Cheney, as you may have heard, the government is not cooperating with the Bush camp's efforts to start the transition. Today, Dick Cheney announced that they're going to begin the transition anyway using privately donated funds.
Yeah, he announced that after he had his second egg sandwich.
You tell him that, Big Dick Cheney. Hold on, Buzz. Right. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
Well, maybe they're right. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, no, more of Buzz tonight.
Maybe they're right.
Hi, Buzz.
The TV show Ally McBeal may be as close to collapsing as is the career of co-star Robert Downey Jr. The Oscar-nominated actor, as you've heard, no doubt, arrested on drug charges again over the weekend, this time in a $500-a-night room at Merv Griffin's Hotel in Palm Springs, California.
Ooh, Merv.
Marvelous.
Acting on a tip, police say they found cocaine and methamphetamine in his possession. They also say he was conscious and very cooperative as he was arrested.
You know, maybe he wants to go back to jail.
A cry for help? I don't think so.
No, what? I mean, maybe he hates doing what he's doing. Maybe he gets into that situation.
Yeah, he hates being a TV star.
Maybe he does. Maybe he just doesn't like the grind of doing it. Maybe he doesn't like the pressure.
No, I think he's just a guy who can't kick his drug problem.
Well, I read an article about him where really his father or his mother, I forgot what it was.
His dad.
He was five or six years old, maybe and they eight. Were giving him drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
And so he's like been hooked since he was a kid.
But it's worked out fine for Joe Ardinger.
He's high-functioning, Don.
Downey got out of prison just 3 months ago after doing time for previous drug charges. At the time, he swore he was clean for good. There's been talk that he could even be nominated for an Emmy in his performances this year in Ally McBeal.
Well, good, he'll be able to have sex with the Emmy now in prison.
Critics say he certainly turned the show around, and he was about to do a stage play in Los Angeles to be directed by Mel Gibson. The producers of Ally McBeal were banking on Downey to revive their show, and he's prominently featured in 3 or 4 upcoming episodes. Critics say Downey could also be nominated for an Oscar this year as well. The highest court in the land says it will consider the medical uses of marijuana. Specifically, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to rule on whether someone arrested on a federal charge of distributing marijuana.
This is really a huge story because it's going to be Joe Ardinger's first case that he's argued in front of the Supreme Court.
Right. The question is, can a seller use medical necessity as a defense?
If this is the highest court, then you get Robert Downey Jr. to sit on the bench.
The government's trying to stop a California group from giving pot to seriously ill patients for pain. It says there's...
Yeah, maybe you can hear Joe Ardinger screaming in the next room.
Oh, my leg! My leg, what's the matter? I don't know. My leg!
The government says there is no currently accepted medical use for marijuana. The Fed's DEA, meanwhile, has begun a study of whether marijuana eases symptoms in AIDS patients. So, do you plan to spend more money this Christmas, less money, or about the same as last year?
Buzz?
Yes?
Depends on who.
Well, that's a fair answer.
Tell you right now, Mike,
mm-hmm.
More money.
Yes?
I think I'm spending a little more on you this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Rob?
Yes, buddy?
More money.
All right. I like
Wonderful.
That.
Rob?
Yes?
Less money, but you're going to love it.
Good.
You're going to love it.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. And Buzz, yeah. Less money.
Yes, less?
There's not too much on your birthday.
Yeah, well, that's true. You're too kind.
Now, you know, I have no idea. I don't buy your presents.
Oh.
You know, shocker.
I think in general, I'm...
Frida buys your presents.
Mm-hmm.
I think in general, I'm spending less than I did last year. I think.
Good for you.
Yeah.
People start out
the CBS way.
Yeah,
I'm proud of myself.
Those are folks' intentions, anyway. Most people say they're scaling back, mostly because they're worried about paying off the plastic. A consumer survey says half of us plan to spend the same this year, and that 18% of us will spend more, but it says 24% of Americans say they will spend less this year.
And I'm in the 2% of Americans who are so whipped by their wives that they have already purchased them brand new appliances that they don't even need.
Yeah, your Christmas is over.
You may be tapped out.
What is she getting for you? Do you know?
No.
Do you know where you're going to?
So, no. No idea.
I don't know.
But you know me. I like the same thing. Mm-hmm. I wrote you. She asked me for a list. I said, okay. It's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
Cigars.
Right.
Get me some DVDs. Mm-hmm. And give me some Packers clothes.
There you go.
That's it. I'm happy.
That's said it. That to your wife?
Yeah, I said that to my wife.
But we could all take a lesson from that.
Yes, that's right. I don't mind if you guys get me the same stuff, too.
He likes what he likes.
I like what I like. I am what I am.
Just for all of you. No, I'm not saying it.
No, what?
No.
Say it, what? What?
No, oh, it's always such a task for you.
What? What's a task?
I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to get
What's
into
a task
it.
For
It'll
me?
Spoil it. It'll spoil it.
What's a task?
I've already gotten your gift.
Great.
It's a
thank
wonderful
you.
Gift.
Thank you. Oh, is it not among the three?
Huh?
Is it not among the, is it not among the three I just mentioned?
I don't know.
It's either quality cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Some great DVDs,
mm-hmm.
or some Packer stuff I can wear.
I guess you're just going to have to wait and find out, aren't you?
Okay.
The magic of Christmas.
Yes, the magic of Christmas. Because I know you would be very disappointed if I was to tip my hand on your gift.
Okay.
All right.
I'll count on being disappointed on Christmas.
Why? Well, it's always so hard. Ever since the Slam Man, it's just never been the same.
I'm so easy to buy for.
Yeah.
Say exactly what I like.
Yeah.
Give me some crap all the time.
Well, we'll see. Well, I tried to be a little different this year.
See, and that's why I knew that.
And look, I don't want to start talking about it because you're going to be very happy with your gift, I think.
Okay, I hope so.
And if you're not, whatever you get me, if you're not, I am incapable of being upset.
Whatever. You know, just like, and hey, I'd like to point out, for the Slam Man... I could throw back in your face the golf sandals with spikes on the bottom.
They were handed to you. That was the shortest, probably, exchange of gifts. They went right back to you.
Yes, I mean, as I handed them to Mike, he handed them back to me and said, no thanks.
Wow. But what can we learn here? I think we all know the holidays are here.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
They are.
I'm not excited about the gift here. I'm not excited. I think you're going to dig it.
I'm sure I will. If I don't, I'll return it.
There you go. I want you to tell me, though, if you do that. I want you to be upfront with me about it.
Have I ever not?
Yeah. He's always told
me. Like I told you, we returned the Slam Man. We got really great stuff for the Slam Man.
Right.
I tell you that you are a hard one to buy for, though.
Well, you are, too. I mean, it's very difficult.
No. You're harder than I am because I lay it out for everybody.
Yeah.
Get me this.
Should I lay it out for everybody?
Yes, or this, or this.
Yes, what do you want? Give me some time to think about it. I don't even know. I really don't know. Golf balls are always great.
Well, see, I ain't buying you like a six dozen golf balls.
Let me, but to everybody else, let me just say, really, I love getting golf balls.
Really?
But I got a lot of them this year.
Yeah, and also, they stopped making those blue tiny ones, haven't they? So I don't know
if
they can get you anymore.
Yeah, it's the same kind, different packaging.
It's not easy.
We'll talk.
Okay. It's good. Did entertainer Steve Allen die from natural causes?
Oh, my God.
Or did he die from injuries he got in a car wreck?
And as for Buzz, listen, cat of nine tails.
Yes,
right,
please.
You know, strap on,
leather hood.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Anything like that. You know, mouth guard with the rubber ball.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Latex.
Some lube.
And, of course, do they still make Geritol?
Yeah.
All right.
Do they?
Good.
Yeah. Short shelf life on that, though.
All right, what about Steve Allen, Buzzy?
There's a question as to whether he died of natural causes or from injuries he got in a car wreck. Police in Los Angeles say Allen had a minor traffic accident a little over an hour before he died on October 30th.
Well, you know what happened is he was driving his car and his toupee actually fell off his head, and then he slipped on it like a banana peel.
The coroner is investigating, as California law requires. The autopsy results will be out sometime in the next 6 weeks.
I think it's quite simple. Jane killed it. Okay, but hold on, we got to do this. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm the one telling you how it is.
Tastier than a bowl of gas. The Don and Mike Show.
And listen, this is the last day I'm doing this goddamn experiment.
Okay.
Here's the deal. They call me in the office before the show and they say, seriously, we got to get all the spots in by 7:30.
Right.
You got to be off the air in your last stop set at 7:30.
Hmm?
So when the junks come on, they can play commercials. Well, I get in my car, I listen to the Junkies the whole way home. They don't play commercials. I mean, I'm not pissed at them. I wouldn't play commercials either.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the case, if the junks aren't going to play commercials, I'm not going to go to Buzz during our commercials and say, oh, Buzz, you know, we only have 3 minutes now because we have to get all these commercials in by 7:30.
Right.
Okay? I mean, it's just behind-the-scenes crap. Mm-hmm. It's junk. And today's the last day we're doing it.
Okay.
Okay. You've got 2.5 minutes.
You're ready to go. Laughter may really be the best medicine. A neuroimmunology expert at a respected medical school says laughter helps produce cells that fight infections, including pneumonia and bronchitis. He says laughter also suppresses a hormone that weakens the immune system.
Of course it does.
He also says laughing increases your circulation, strengthens your organs. And he says laughter raises the body's pain threshold and serves as a muscle relaxer. Even boosts your energy level. In Parents Magazine, the expert says adults laugh an average of 15 times a day. Children, 400 times a day. It was the best Thanksgiving ever at the movie theaters. The top 12 movies grossed nearly $250 million, beating the old record of
$225. TSMB.
Higher ticket prices get a lot of the credit for that, but The Grinch raked in another $74 million over the weekend to be the number one movie.
God damn it.
Unbreakable was second with over $47 million, Dalmatians third at $27 million, Rugrats fourth at $23 million, Charlie's Angels fifth at $14 million.
And you know, I love this. I've got nothing but hatred for the Disney company.
Right.
But I love the fact that on the news this weekend, virtually every newscast I watch, local or national, they came out and they're trying to portray Disney in a bad light. Because Disney doesn't run a disclaimer before 102 Dalmatians,
mm-hmm,
saying that in real life, Dalmatians don't make good pets.
That's true.
And that they have bad tempers, mm-hmm, and that they like to bite.
Right.
I mean, it's a freaking movie.
Yeah, like they're really supposed to come on and say that before the movie.
Right, but what they were saying was apparently the last time the 101 Dalmatian movies came, mm-hmm, out, stupid parents went out,
yes, they did,
and bought puppies.
And bought,
and weren't a lot of the puppies given away after,
yeah,
Christmas?
Yes.
And like,
yes.
The dogs eat the kids. And the parents just take the dogs out on, you know, on the New Jersey Turnpike and open the door and just,
yeah,
toss them out.
Yeah, good way to start that movie with a nice disclaimer.
That'd be fun.
Not Disney's fault.
No. Hey, yeah, even Disney, we can cut some slack.
Yes, it's stupid people's fault.
Hey, parents, if you're so stupid, you're planning on buying one of these cute, fuzzy puppies, don't. They'll eat your children.
Thank you.
They were storming out of a Barry White concert in Sydney, Australia, while you were cooking your Thanksgiving dinner. USA Today says the crowd was upset when White arrived on stage 1 hour late and then sat with his back to most of the crowd.
Try to sing a song, Tony.
Tony. The paper says about 2,000 angry concertgoers left the stadium, some of them chanting, "Love God needs Viagra." Tickets went for as much as $70 a piece, and audience members say the sound quality was not that good. Eyes glued shut, Dateline Northern New Jersey. A 43-year-old woman reached for a bottle of eye drops on Thanksgiving Day and grabbed the super glue instead.
Oh, my.
With one eye sealed, she was able to call the police, who sent a rescue squad that took her to the hospital. Doctors say she will suffer no permanent eye damage. The woman, according to Reuters, was unavailable for comment. In New Zealand, a woman declared permanently blind has her vision back.
Yay.
24-year-old Lisa Reed lost her sight 10 years ago after developing a brain tumor, but earlier this month she bent down to kiss her guide dog goodnight and bumped her head on a coffee table. The next morning, she could see.
I can see.
Doctors say they have no explanation.
And we thank you all for that. So, Tappers, right there, time for a call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636. Last day we're going to rush like this. Tired of being good company, CBS man.
That's right.
Want to be a rebel like Patricia Heaton?
Yeah.
Call 100 time right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I thought it was going to be a better one than that. Nah, screw it. No, now I got to get it out. Damn it. Thank you.
They're off the hook. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here is Buzz. In sports, Brad Johnson will be back in the Redskins starting lineup this Sunday. This week, the Skins face the Giants. Johnson's 3-0 against the Giants. He's missed the last three games because of a torn ligament. Packers,
yeah, you know what that is? That's Norm just trying to get fired.
That's all that is.
Trying so to is get Brad fired. Johnson going to play against the Giants now?
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Or so.
Packers and Panthers on Monday Night Football tonight.
So it wasn't Jeff George's fault. No, I'd play Jeff George. If I was the coach of the Redskins who wasn't at this point just trying to lose every game so I'd get fired and be able to keep my contract money and then take the job at USC.
Is Steven Davis going to come back?
That I don't know.
I thought you were in the know.
I don't know. They don't know yet.
Finally, it's not every day you see a toilet fire, but police in Madison...
You have been in my house. Yeah, I do every morning.
Really?
Every morning.
Well, in Madison, Wisconsin, police saw one over the weekend after a 911 call from a worried motorist. The toilet was burning on a median in a residential neighborhood. The officer who answered the call says she put out the fire with her trusty fire extinguisher. She says she smelled gasoline and saw footprints leading from the toilet to the road. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! Yeah. That's it. We've got to go back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Tomorrow, we're going to start getting you freaks.
Yes.
For Friday's final freak show of the year, we're giving away $1,000 from Hotwire.com.
Right.
Plus, tomorrow, we're giving away a bachelor party for up to 20 of your friends at Tev's Paintball. And we'll officially challenge the sales staff to this weekend's paintball mad. No outsiders.
Yeah, right, please, only insiders.
Oh, and tomorrow, if you'll allow me to indulge, I'm going to have Shotgun Mark on the phone.
Yeah.
Shotgun Mark. We're talking about the good old days.
That'll be fun.
With the W Rock truck.
Very good.
The station was WROK, and we would call it the F truck. That's what we call it.
There's a lot of goings on in that truck.
Yeah. It was a big Winnebago that had a bed in it and a stove. And
that wasn't too gross.
Guys that meet girls on the phone, you take them out to the garage. You take them out to the F truck. Speaking of rhymes.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm Carl 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
Reno.
Dan, you've won a 26-week rental car, good for one rental every week for the next 6 months at Blockbuster Video.
Thanks, guys.
That's a nice Christmas present.
Yeah.
We urge you to rent X-Men, available now at Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. But wait, there's more. You've won the special limited edition 30-minute prepaid
first class Grinch phone card from the U.S. Postal Service.
That's a mouthful.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Hold on. Tomorrow, I'm giving away a Razor scooter on the show also.
Wow, good.
So, kiddies, get mommy and daddy to listen tomorrow. Unless your mommy's name is Patricia Heat. I think we will see you then in a new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie?
Hi, Don.
Hello, friend.
Hi.
Don't forget your book.
I won't.
And please throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sidney. Tyler Moore.
Oh,
wow. Look at that. Look at that. Beautiful. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sonny Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.